KKPR Sports presents High School Wrestling. Today, it's live coverage of the second annual state dual tournament in Kearney. High School Wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
And we're back to action over there in the Rodriguez match. Damon's in on a single leg. Now they come down to the mat. Got to be careful you don't lose that and get taken down.
Corner's getting cut on him here. Here comes
trying
the headlock.
To lock up Rodriguez on a headlock. And if he rolls through, he gave him the takedown.
Not him in a takedown. And I think if they discuss it,
they'll wave it off. Oh, the crowd is going to go crazy.
The argument.
No points. Damon Rodriguez is going to win it and go to the parade of champions.
Omaha North, Omaha Scott, David City, and Amherst all won team titles last week in Omaha. Today, they go for a state championship sweep. It's the Nebraska State High School Dual Championship coming up next, as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Hugh and Larry Baker live from the UNK Health and Sports Center in Kearney, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are live from the State High School Dual Wrestling Championships into the second round in Classes B and C. Hopefully, you've been listening with us from ESPN Radio all day long, as we will catch up with what's going on throughout the day and let you know what has happened already today. We are in the Class B and C second round. It was in Class B, Omaha Scott defeating Lexington 48-14, Nebraska City over Gretna 40-27, Bennington beat Scotts Bluff 32-26, and Adams Central over West Point Beamer 45-30. Adams Central wrestling Bennington to the semifinals, as is Scott and Nebraska City in the consolations. Lexington against Gretna, Scotts Bluff against West Point Beamer. In Class C, David City beat Centennial 45-24, O'Neill over Battle Creek 47-21, Valentine beat Central City 46-25, Sergeant Burwell Loup County beat Shelton Kennesaw 55-18. So David City and O'Neill in one semifinal, Sergeant Burwell and Valentine in the other. In the consolation, Central City against Shelton Kennesaw and Battle Creek against Centennial. Earlier today, Grand Island and Amherst won the Class A and D titles. Once again, Doug Duda joined by Larry Baker and Bill Lentz. And Larry, we are already underway here in our semifinals.
Right, Doug, in this Adams Central, this Class B semifinal with Bennington. Bennington sends their biggest hammer they have in the lineup out. Brett Velasquez out right away, four-time state champion, gets the pin, but Dylan Gilliland comes right out, gets a takedown, three near fall. With 1 minute left in the first, he's up 5-0. That would be a big answer by Adams Central to just go 6-6 against the four-timer.
We just had a 126-pound start. Also out there right now, Renee Lazo of Lexington, as they're getting ready to fight wrestle Gretna. It is Jesse Sandoz for Sergeant Burwell. Down 3-2 to Hudson Pierman of Valentine at the end of the first period. And Elmer Montanez of Shelton Kennesaw is taking on Andrew Myers of Central City.
It's kind of a fun matchup here in Class C. You've got the number one and two rated teams all season, and that was O'Neill and David City wrestling on one mat. You've got number three and four ranked for all season wrestling on the other mat, and that's Sergeant Burwell Loup. Help me finish that. Loup
County.
There we go. Sergeant Burwell, Loup County, wrestling against Valentine.
Yeah, and here Gilliland. I'm not sure. In the Gilliland match, there's a kind of a discussion between the officials. They're going to give one green. It looks like escape, so it's going to be 5-1, 37 seconds left. Dylan Gilliland's going to go to his feet here from Adams Central against Blake O'Connell from Bennington. Renee Lazo takes a 2-0 lead against Joe Eddy of Gretna, Renee Lazo, of course, of Lexington. They're going to move to the second period Lazo has that two-point lead in the Class B matches.
Henry Gonzalez got the pin for Lexington in the first match in just 47 seconds at 126 pounds.
Jesse Sandoz of Sergeant Burwell trails Hudson Pierman from Valentine now 6-2 with 30 seconds left in the second period.
And Gilliland was in again. Gilliland's in trouble here. Shot in on a shot, and he's going to give up a takedown as the first period came to an end, which is going to make it 5-3. Wait, they're waving it off, Doug. That's a big deal. Why they have it 7-1? That score's wrong. It's 5-1, I'm sure.
Montanez from Shelton, Kennesaw, gets, I believe, a pin over Andrew Myers from Central City.
That is exactly right. Montanez, 2-for-2 today now. Elmer getting the win for Shelton Kennesaw in the first match of that duel at 126 pounds.
As we go into the third period of the Sergeant Burwell Valentine match, it is still 6-2. Both wrestlers are on their feet. Sergeant Burwell comes out with an aggressive shot, and it's stopped right now. They're in a scramble position.
Lazo of Lexington, as you heard, is up 3-0 in his match over Joe Eddie of Gretna.
Sandoz goes to his back now. It looks like he is going to probably get pinned by Pierman. He's got a reverse headlock on him, reverse half on him. He's out on his toes in a good position, and there is a lot of time left in the period.
No, they didn't wipe the takedown off. It's going to be 5-3 moving to the second period now. Dylan Gilliland's going to lead 5-3. Blake O'Connell out of Bennington is going to take down. Hoo-hoo.
There is the pin.
I thought they waved it off and did not.
So it is Pierman of Valentine pinning Jesse Sandoz of Sergeant Burwell as we begin that duel.
Well, we just had a bunch of forfeits back and forth in the Central City Shelton Kennesaw matchup, and we went all the way up to 152 pounds. So three straight forfeits. Shelton Kennesaw comes out of the benefactor of that. They're up 18-6 over Central City.
Gilliland, after coming out, guns blazing up 5-0, has gotten himself in a little bit of trouble here. I think it's 5-5. They gave a reversal.
And you can hear the fans yelling down below. Jack Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw against Ryan Molosik of Central City over on the consolation semifinal mat. We already have some blood 30 seconds in.
Back on the Valentine Burwell dual mat, we have Trevor Bukowski, and Evan Gideon, Sergeant Burwell. Gideon gets a quick takedown. He's working on an arm bar, trying to work toward a pin here of the Valentine wrestler.
Dylan Gilliland now leads 5-4 over Blake O'Connell of Bennington in the Class B semifinal. A minute to go in the second period.
It's been the weirdest match, Doug, because Dylan Gilliland has been in complete control. He's put himself in a couple tough spots and has just given up points. Right here, he does it again. He just stops wrestling on the edge.
And he's going to be taken down on the edge of the mat. Two-point takedown, and Gilliland now has seen his 5-0 lead evaporate. He's behind 6-5. Renee Lazo of Lexington gets another takedown. He's now up 7-0, early third period over Joe Eddy of Gretna. And it's all over here in the Central City Shelton Kennesaw match, and Jack Duffy is pinned by Molosik in 56 seconds. So Molosik gets the win for Central City in a coin flipper in 56.
Gilliland's working to get a reversal here. He should have it.
There it is, 7-6. Gilliland up, 15 counting with the second period.
Doug, if Gilliland just slows down here and wrestles his match, I think he could take Blake O'Connell as far as he wants to take him, maybe even turn him, but he keeps getting in these crazy spots, and he's coming out in the wrong end of them.
Evan Gideon is dominating the first period. 8-0 lead over Trevor Bukowski of Valentine for Sergeant Burwell. He has got the lead in one of the Class C semifinals. Maybe one of the tightest ones we'll see in this round will be that. And now Gilliland is thrown on his back, but the time expires in the end of the second period. Let's see what scoring is.
No change, Doug. They're going to say no change. they've got to get him to, I mean, he's flopping around. Down's probably the right call. He's been able to get out and get reversals, but just doing too much flopping around. He needs to stop and wrestle a little slower there.
Getting a Sergeant Burwell with a commanding 8-0 lead over Bukowski from Valentine. They're into the third or second period of this match. It is 8-0.
Gilliland's working to lock a cradle up. The only way he can take O'Connell to his back here, it could be a little dangerous. There he does a nice job. He's scooping around. Oh, he completely let it go. This is what I'm talking about. That was odd. He was ready to take him over in a cradle, Doug, and he just completely let go of it and gave up a reversal.
Gilliland's up 9-8 with a minute and a half to go in the match. Renee Lazo gets the win for Lexington. They're up 9-0 after two matches against Gretna. Chris Gard of Shelton, Kennesaw, is taking on Brad Skoch of Central City, a scoreless first minute.
Yeah, and Gilliland's on his way out again. He's either going to get an escape or a takedown or get called for an illegal move. He's got that choke across the throat.
And still holding on to that leg is O'Connell from Bennington, so still not the escape, even though Gilliland has the lead 9-8. With 50 seconds to go.
He needs a whizzer here. There he's got the whizzer.
Lexington now puts Dakota Hernandez out on the mat at 138.
Evan Gideon continues to lead 10-3 now over Bukowski from Valentine. Bukowski's kind of turning up the heat as this match goes on, and he is on the top position working some arm bars.
Yeah, and Devin Gilliland there out of one of those scrambles is going to get the pin, Doug. So that's a big pin. So all that rolling around in there, this duel is going to start. Gilliland 6, Velasquez 6. That's a great way to answer the four-time state champion, Doug.
Dillon with the pin in 5 minutes and 22 seconds to tie that duel up at 6-6.
Well, go ahead, Larry.
They may need to check Dan Lanuski's heart after that one.
We go into the third period now. Gideon continues the lead 10-3, chooses a down position.
Brad Skoch, a 4-0 lead for Central City over guard of Central of Shelton, Kennesaw. Guard will choose down to start the second period. And Dakota Hernandez, a 2-1 lead over Kincaid of Gretna in the Lexington duel.
And in the Class B semifinal, Michael Curzon of Bennington is going to come out against Eric Rusvelt of Adams Central. This really is one of the featured matches of this duel, Doug. Very, very evenly matched wrestlers. This is a very, very important match.
38-15, Rosvet Senior. 39-9, Curzon Senior out of Bennington. These are the state high school wrestling duels on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Central City, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are going to take a break and be back with more after this timeout.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. CKappaGrains.com.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Welcome back to the state wrestling duels here at UNK. Doug Duda, Bill Lentz, Larry Baker with you from the Health and Sports Center. We're into the second of three rounds in classes B and C. We'll go over to class C. Brad Skoch, who was up 4-0, got an escape here in the second period. Chris Gard gets a takedown from Shelton Kennesaw, but it's 5-2. Skoch of Central City with the lead, a minute to go in the second period. We're all over here at the Sergeant Burwell match. Evan Gideon of Sergeant Burwell, a 13-3 lead, a win for Evan Gideon to pick up the win at 132 pounds over Bukowski of Valentine. For Lexington, It is Dakota Hernandez, now a 6-1 lead over Sam Kincaid of Gretna midway through the second period. And for Adams Central, we have a 2-0 lead for Rosvet, getting the takedown there the other way around.
Yeah, Curzon took him down right at the end of the period.
So Curzon gets the takedown to lead it 2-0, and he's on bottom. But look at this.
He got a 2-count, Doug.
A 2-near fall for Rosvet right off the whistle, tips him from top.
And Roosevelt is very old-school Adams Central in the sense that he's really good on top, tilts legs, Dan Linusky to the core.
And now Shelton Kennesaw's Chris Gard has put Scotch on his back. He's in trouble at the end of the second period. Time will run out, but it's enough to tie it 5-5 going into the third. But then we might have had an illegal hold, and it's 6-5. Central City will get it on the illegal hold at the end of the period.
I believe he slipped off the arm there at the end and made an illegal headlock, but it's probably a good thing there wasn't much time left at that point, too. It's quickly Jacob Hand from Valentine having his way with Chet Hinton from Sergeant Burwell. Hand is a really tough 36-9 junior. Chet Hinton's also a very good wrestler, 33-13 junior. Very physical match. Both wrestlers are getting after it. They're on their feet. It is 4-2, Hand.
Yeah, and down there in Class B, Dakota Hernandez commanding 6-1 lead over Sam Kincaid of Gretna. They're heading to the third period. Hernandez is down. He really rode the second period incredibly tough on top there. Rustvelt still 2-2 there over Michael Curzon of Bennington.
Still waiting to start the third period over here between Gard and Scotch. Scotch leads it 6-5, and he'll choose bottom to start the third.
Russ Belt's in trouble here, Doug. He's going to get reversed.
It's interesting to see the call that we just had on a Shelton Kennesaw match. Scotch stood up, and Gard put his legs in right away, which makes it a potentially dangerous. But he called them for a stall at that, not 2 seconds into that period. Little head scratcher there.
2 seconds in, that's not even long enough to call a stall.
Yep.
Here's the escape by Scotch. It's now 7-5 he leads as they restart a minute 40 to go.
I'll tell you, Doug, Rustvelt just gave up a reversal with 15 seconds left in the second. Curzon has scored 4 points. All four of them have come at the 15-second mark in the first period and the 15-second mark in the second period.
We've got a barn burner down here with Jacob Hand of Valentine leading 7-4 over Chet Hinton of Sergeant Burwell. Had a big throw right at the end of the period, but time ran out while they were in the air. So going into the third, it's 7-4, Hinton trailing Jacob Hand of Valentine.
And Eric Rosvet will be trailing 4-2 to Curzon of Bennington to start the third period, and Adams Central will take bottom. Although he was ridden pretty hard both times, he just hasn't been on bottom that long. Like you said, Larry, 15 seconds each period.
Yeah, he got a reversal. That was his 2 points. He was able to get a reversal, but he just hasn't wrestled well at the end of periods.
Over in the battle of one versus two, it is O'Neill out to a quick 8-0 lead over David City, and it looks like O'Neill is going to come out on top of this third match, too, at the rate it's going. So this is going to get interesting.
And Dakota Hernandez of Lexington is going to get a win over there in the Class B consolation by a score of 7-1 over Kincaid of Gretna.
Yeah, and Curzon has got Rustvelt in a lot of trouble now, Doug. He's got him turned here in the third, a minute left, and they're right in the center of the mat. You did not expect to give up six. Rustvelt was just pinned by Michael Curzon. You did not expect to lose six there with Rustvelt taking the mat.
So three matches, three pins. It's 12-6 Bennington. And we've got a lot of scrambling going on our Class C mats. Right now, Jacob Hand, a 9-4 lead. Valentine over Chet Hinton of Sergeant Burwell with a minute 5 to go. Now 9-6 on a reversal. Now 11-6 on the reversal right back for Jacob Hand.
Central City wins 11-5. That is Brad Scotch over Chris Gard of Shelton Kennesaw.
And they're already up to 170 pounds. Again, this round we started at the 126-pound weight class, so 120 will be our final weight. And for Lexington, they've got Rodrigo De La Torre out there, but that didn't last very long.
We've got a blood timeout over on the O'Neill David City as Marcus McNichols of O'Neill leads Kalen Zellinger right now, a score 4-3.
Well, Quentin Dawes of Gretna, 47-4, gets the pin over De La Torre in 21 seconds. So after Lexington won the first three matches of that duel, they're now up 12-6.
Yeah, Mark Zesker now is taking the mat for Adams Central, wrestling Lane Laker from Bennington. And Bennington gets the quick takedown here.
Yeah, Laker 41-4 senior. Zesker, who had a great match in their first match today against West Point Beamer, is 34-19.
Hand continues to lead. He's up 13-7 now over Hinton. Hand is just a little better on his feet right now. He's able to get inside position, and they go out of bounds. It's 13-7, 24 seconds left. Looks like Hand is probably going to win this. He stays in control.
There's 24 seconds left in the second period down there in that Hand match. And I've seen Hinton several times this year. He's got a gas tank on his back. Hand better be ready to go deep into the third.
Hollingsworth and Holler get right after it for Shelton Kennesaw and Central City, but a pin by Hollingsworth of Central City in 46 seconds to win it over Daly Holler. And they're already up to 182 in that duel. And we've seen some pretty good points going back and forth here. That'll put Central City up 21-18 in the duel over Shelton Kennesaw as they go to 182 pounds. And we're starting to get into Shelton Kennesaw's big meet.
Those are the matches, too, like Holler and Hollingsworth, you just don't know. They were both young guys. They didn't have very good records coming in, so it's an absolute wash. And so whoever wins those is big points that you really can't predict as you set your lineup.
Zexter is in trouble again here for Adams Central, Larry.
Yeah, he's been fighting for his life here most of the way, and he didn't get out of the first period, Doug. That's going to be 6 points for Bennington. As Zexer is going to get beat. Taking the mat over there in the Lexington-Gretna duel, Moses Garcia in a 0-0 match right now with Grant Bruner of Gretna. They've been throwing quite a bit of stuff at each other. Nobody's been able to score yet.
We are back over at the 138-pound match between Sergeant Burwell and Valentine, and Jacob Hand of Valentine, 15-8 over Chet Hinton, but they're back to their feet. Hinton in on a shot, minute 40 to go in that match.
And I think I called that a little bit ago as I was running out of time in the match. It was the second period.
Marshall Mikowski of Central City against Jake Brunk of Shelton Kennesaw, and Jake Brunk gets the early takedown.
Yeah, and Tyler Ziegler taking the mat for Adams Central against Jake Bressman is taken down. Adams Central needs to get this going here a little bit. They don't want this thing to get too far away from them. They want to be able to keep this thing intact by the time they get to their hammers in the upper weights.
And this is one that Adams Central, record-wise, should win. Ziegler, 32-18. Bressman, 18-26.
Great effort over on a Class C match. Kalen Zellinger, I don't know how much closer you could have got to getting back points counted against you without actually having counted. Was able to fight off McNichols again. 4-3, that's a big match.
Some scrambling over here. Mikowski, an escape, then a takedown and a reversal. Jake Brunk of Shelton Kennesaw, 4-3 over Mikowski. And they're still scrambling here in the Sergeant Burwell match. And Hinton is picked up and taken to his back. Jacob Hand has taken Chet Hinton to his back with a minute to go in the match.
I am impressed in that match. Those two guys are really getting after it. There is no slowdown from either one of them.
And Hinton's going to be able to get off his back. But can he do anything with it? In the Lexington match, Garcia is still scoreless with a minute 30 to go in the second period. He's riding top here in the second.
Well, after being taken down, Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central gets taken down, gives two back points up, gets a reversal against Jake Bressman. It's 4-2. Now he gives up another reversal. It's going to be 6-2. In this match, Ziegler just can't seem to get anything going at this point.
Here's Chet Hinton trying to make a late charge for Sergeant Burwell, but they will award no points as they go out of bounds. 20-9, Jacob Hand.
This Hinton just won't back off. Every time you think he's down for the count, he comes back on another charge.
That's what I said. We've seen him several times this year. He's got a gas tank on his back and no quit in him.
But he's going to run out of time, and Jacob Hand is
nice
going to get one
duck.
More takedown, and he'll win it 22-9.
The difference there is Hand just had a few more tools on their feet. Otherwise, it's pretty dead even. Ends up 22-9, high-scoring affair.
And Valentine will put some more points on the board here. 10-4 over Sergeant Burwell in the early going.
Zach Bressman of Bennington is going to choose the bottom position going into the second period. He has a 6-2 lead over Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central. Ziegler's going to try to get a leg in and get it going here. He's very much in this match, even though he trails 6-2. Very, very much in this match. Moises Garcia, still a 0-0 match with 30 seconds left over there with Grant Bruner from Gretna. Now it's 1-0 Bruner from Gretna with about 20 seconds left in the second period.
And Marshall Mikowski, after a long fight here in the second period, has turned Shelton Kennesaw's Jake Brunk on his back and gets the pin in 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Yeah, Tyler Ziegler's just given up another reversal. It's 8-2. He's on his back with back points being counted. Jake Bressman, awful tough, 18-26 record. Clearly must have wrestled a pretty good schedule to have that kind of record and wrestle as tough as he is here.
The next Gideon is up. This time it's Cale Gideon for Sergeant Burwell, and he quickly is taken down by Nate O'Keefe of Valentine.
O'Keefe, 31-15, senior. Gideon, 34-10, junior. Now we go to the third period over there for Lexington. Garcia trailing 1-0, but he will take bottom against Bruner of Gretna. That's a toss-up match. Two young men that are right about 500, and it took 3 seconds for Garcia to escape. So it's 1-1. They'll wrestle on their feet for the rest of this third period. And Shelton Kennesaw in Central City now at Central City 27, Shelton Kennesaw 18 at 195. Michael Duffy will have a big advantage here with a takedown of Justin Mackey.
Yeah, and Adams Central, Tyler Ziegler now is down 11-2. He's fighting his way back. Just got the reversal, 23 seconds left. He's going to have to jump out front and hit something. I'm sure he's got it in his toolbox.
O'Neill takes another match from David City, this time 6-5, Marcus McNichol is over to Kalen Zellinger. So they continue to roll 11-0 after three matches in the top half of the bracket, where we have number one versus number two all season in the rankings.
Now they're going to 13-4. He gave up, Ziegler gave up 2 points there with about 1 second left on the clock. 13-4, heading to the third period. Ziegler is behind Bressman, and Ziegler is going to choose both up.
Michael Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw works Justin Mackey quickly. A pin in 38 seconds for Michael Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw. And now it's 27-24 Central City in that Class C consolation as they head to 220 pounds.
Nate O'Keefe's got a nasty scissor on over Cale Gideon of Sergeant Burwell, but is unable to score more than just some back points there. Not a real good pinning combination, but you can sure score, and it puts your opponent in some misery. He leads 5-0 over Gideon as they go into the second period.
Looked like Ziegler was trying to set up a throw, got thrown off there, gets taken down by Bressman. So Bressman leads it 13-4. Bennington over Ziegler of Adams Central. These are the State High School Wrestling Duels on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Kennesaw, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Bill Lentz. Our coverage brought to you today in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, located at Stelly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, with service, repair, and a full body shop at Tom Dinsdale Automotive.
Big, big scramble over here, Doug. There's 2 points, 33 seconds left for Moises Garcia Lexington to get the takedown over Grant Bruner of Gretna. That was big. They had been at it with the 1-1 tie, and Moises Garcia is going to get the takedown. Now he just needs to ride him out for 26 seconds.
And Lane Johnson is going to get a quick pin for Central City over Omar Gomez of Shelton Kennesaw in 54 seconds, as they are just rolling through this Central City-Shelton Kennesaw matchup with either forfeits or pins at just about every weight class.
Nate O'Keefe Valentine continues to lead Cale Gideon and Sergeant Burwell, now 8-0. Valentine's really been dominant so far in this duel on their feet. They seem to own the takedowns.
An escape over here for Bruner of Gretna, but he's going to run out of time. And Moises Garcia of Lexington is going to win at 152 pounds by a score of 3-2. And the Minutemen looking really good in this consolation match over there against Gretna. They now lead it 15-6. And for Adams Central, Tyler Ziegler not going to be able to get the job done here against Jake Bressman.
No, and it's going to be a major decision, Doug, 15-4.
Got the last second escape to make it 15-5, but it'll still be a major decision. And now in the Shelton-Kennesaw match, here's David Jimenez with a takedown off the whistle of Luke Peterson.
Corey Rouse of O'Neill just picked up a pin against David City and Anthony Tebby, an 11-10 sophomore. That puts O'Neill up 17-0. It'll be interesting to see if David City can get some momentum back. They have their returning state champion up right now, and that may help to right the ship for David City.
Well, Shelton Kennesaw had to forfeit at heavyweight, so they're now down 39-24 with three matches to go. Jimenez should get the win here, but Luke Peterson, a game freshman. Shelton Kennesaw needs a pin, and Jimenez has
got
him on his back.
He's going to get it, maybe.
Jimenez has him really locked up. There's the pin. 51 seconds. David Jimenez makes it 39-30.
Goodness.
Shelton Kennesaw still has a chance.
They're not going away.
But they have used their big guns already for Shelton Kennesaw. Adams Central now has Derek Lanuski on the mat at 160 pounds.
Yeah, Jason Mahan from Bennington is out. Lanuski's wrestling. Very, very tough. No points yet so far, but clearly he's carrying the action. Mario Barraza for Lexington has taken the mat against Jake Olson from Gretna. Jake Olson leads that match 4-3. Oh, there's going to be a takedown. Barraza now is going to go ahead 5-4, Doug, with 30 seconds left in the first.
It's still Hand dominating the Gideon match for Sergeant Burwell. Hand from Valentine, pretty good on his feet. They chose both up in the third period. I'm not sure whose choice it was. Didn't catch that out of the corner of my eye. Hand is in for a big double leg, and it looks like a scramble. I think he's going to finish it.
Michael McCann of Central City against Dalton Couts of Shelton Kennesaw. This would be a major upset for Shelton Kennesaw, and they have to win this to have a chance to win the duel. But McCann in on a shot here. Couts with a pretty good counter. And they may have to stalemate him out there.
And McCann's going
to
have to
hustle. There's the takedown.
Yep.
I was just saying, you know, they looked really funky there. I knew they weren't going to stalemate
him. I actually still think they're going to stalemate it, Doug.
Yeah, it was backdoor, but he still hasn't given him the takedown.
No, I still think that's going to get stalemated.
Yeah, he still has McCann's leg there. He almost needs to run another lap around him.
Got blood time in the Derek Lanuski match, so no more movement. Mario Barraza still holds a 6-4 lead. Whoo, just about got taken down to his back.
Still scrambling in that Central City McCann match.
Looks like he took two singlets and threw them in the dryer.
About time to stalemate him there, fellas.
It's either that or you got to throw the mousetrap at him.
Well, the thing is, the reason they haven't stalemated him is because they're going from one thing to another. They're not stuck in a spot at all. McCann's
going to
get a takedown.
Now we got McCann's takedown. He decided to switch his hips and got easily around.
Well, pretty good action there for about a minute straight. And 2-0, Michael McCann. And now he's able to turn Dalton Couts and pick up a two count.
Still,
that'll make it 4-0.
Still 8-0. O'Keefe leads Gideon of Sergeant Burwell. Valentine still staying fairly dominant in the up position.
There, Derek Lanuski's going to get a takedown for Adams Central against Justin Mahan from Bennington. Right at the end of the period, they're going to move to the second period with Lanuski leading 2-0. He gets his choice. He defers, and Mahan's going to go down.
Two more points over here for Michael McCann on the near fall. So he's up 6-0. They'll go to the second period, and the selection is to go both up. Man, we are all the way from a 113-pound match, the next-to-last match in this duel between Central City and Shelton Kennesaw, and we're only at 145 between Sergeant Burwell and Valentine in their semifinal. We will take a break and be back with more. Well, let's wait here. It looks like McCann is about ready to finish this off. He is putting Dalton Couts back on his back. And there's all kinds of time left. A minute 35 to go. Second period. McCann trying to finish things off here and clinch the duel for the Bison.
McCann's got a front headlock of sorts on, just trying to tighten things up. That should do it if you get on his toes.
Counts is battling, but not going to be able to get out of this one. And the pin for Michael McCann in 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Now we will take a break and be back with more of the state duels right after this.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained in the art and science of spinal manipulative therapy. They use this to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck, back, leg, extremity pain, and headaches, and most sports-related injuries. When your back hurts, you hurt, period. When you have back pain, you need to remember two things. Kling & Smith Family Chiropractic and their new office at 412 West 48th Street in Kearney. The next time life bangs you around, remember it's time for a Kling & Smith Family Chiropractic. Good luck to all the wrestlers at the State Wrestling Duels. Online, KlingChiro.com.
And welcome back to the UNK Health and Sports Center. And Bill Lentz, one of your David City wrestlers, has just set a state record.
He did. He just picked up his 53rd win of the season against two losses. And
that is?
And that is Martin Phillips, and he pinned Caleb Ross for O'Neill. So we go from 17-0 to 6-17, cut that lead down in about a third, and makes it a little more competitive here.
More blood time here in the Derek Lineski match. He leads Justin Mahan of Bennington 5-0.
That's the most important part there, Doug.
Well, this isn't blood. This is injury. This is injury now, Larry.
But it was, I mean, that thing had been 2-0 forever. And he finally got something going. In the Class B match, we've got Martin Romero wrestling Connor Shadid from Gretna. And Shadid from Gretna is going to get the quick pin.
We somehow lost our last Sergeant Burwell Valentine match, but I think Hand came out as the winner. Now we have Tristan Eklund, again, third-place finisher of last week from Valentine, wrestling Rowdy Moon, 18-6 junior from Sergeant Burwell, Loup Valley.
Yeah, Loup County.
Loup County, sorry. I'll get it yet.
No, I'm betting on that.
There's too many loops in Nebraska.
we'll get something on that for you.
All right. Yeah, he's going to use every inch of it. He's going to use it all. The injury time I'm speaking of with Justin Mahan, there they cut it, finally. 26 seconds left in the second period.
O'Neill looking to pick up another pin as Blake Walters, 34-1 junior, is up on Ryan Worm, a 22-24 freshman. Worm battling the best he can, but O'Neill's probably going to pick up six more there. And does.
The Lexington-Gretna match, the last two that went out there, Mario Barraza actually lost. Jake Olson pinned him in 4:32, and then Martin Romero loses in 23 seconds.
Yeah, Derek Lanusky's wrestling really well here. He's up 7-0, but they'd really like him to get a pin if they can. And he's working awful hard to get there, but they'd really like to see him pick up some bonus and try to cut this thing in half.
Eklund's going for a cradle here. If I remember right, Eklund was kind of upset in that last round. He's now ahead 6-1 over Moon of Sergeant Burwell. They're both on their feet.
Logan Farrell out there in the first period. No score in his match from Lexington against Cannon Ahrens of Gretna. Gretna now leading that team duel 18-15.
Yeah, and Lanusky's just riding tough on top. He's throwing everything at him, from wrist tilts to legs and the whole nine yards, but he just can't seem to get him turned. Very close to getting him turned now.
Folks, want to let you know that the Kearney boys are playing in the A7 District Basketball Tournament that is underway right now against Lincoln Southeast. You can hear it on ESPN 1460. The Husker men leading Northwestern 31-30, 11.5 to go in the game. That is on the breeze, 94.5. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Bill Lentz here at the UNK Health and Sports Center with the state wrestling duels. Grand Island won Class A, Amherst won Class D earlier today. Kearney finished third, Hastings was seventh in A. And for Sutton, they picked up some wins today as well after being beaten by Amherst in the opener. Sutton came back and actually took fifth in the meet.
Well, Mahan just absolutely is going to lay there and do nothing, and he's going to make sure he only gets beat 7-0. Lenusky wrestled a great match, threw everything at him, but when you're wrestling a guy that lays on his belly and will do nothing, it's awful tough to score points, and too bad there. The officials didn't get involved in that.
Officials looked at it and I guess decided they didn't want to do anything about it, but when you got the bottom wrestler laying there with thumbs up, he's on his elbows, he's not working, that's bothersome.
Logan Farrell got a late takedown in the first period for Lexington. He's up 2-0, and now as they start, he'll take bottom to start the second period. I think they might have called locked hands on the Gretna wrestler in Cannon Aaron. So now it's 3-0 right off the bat here to start the second period. And out of the backside, trying to get a reversal here is Farrell, but a nice job by Aaron's to get the arm and control it and come back after it.
Eklund from Valentine had a nice 8-2 lead coming into this third period against Rowdy Moon. Let his head down a little bit, got reversed, almost a three-quarter Nelson by Moon, Sergeant Burwell. Now they come back to their feet. It's 9-4 now at this point.
Lucas Zelkowski of Adams Central is against Jordan Hames of Bennington, and Hames will be the favorite in this one, and he gets a takedown.
It looks like Eklund is running out of gas. Moon is in on a good shot, hasn't quite finished it.
A final over there. Central City defeated Shelton Kennesaw. 51-30 was the final score in that duel. That's the first duel to finish up here in the second round.
Now it looks a little bit like Moon is also running out of gas in this match. 9-4, just 11-4, just a few seconds left. Looks like it's going to be Eklund.
So Eklund will get the win for Valentine, put some more points on the board. They'll be up 17-4 over Sergeant Burwell here in this Class C semifinal.
Back into David City O'Neill, Jesse Wyndham, that first-year wrestler again, very strong young man, new to the sport. He is trailing David Fox, a very, very strong and very good wrestler from O'Neill, coming in here 40-2.
For Lexington, Logan Farrell got a reversal here in the second period. He now leads Aarons of Gretna by a score of 5-0. Don't forget our coverage and our action also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Not only can you listen to us live, the podcast is up of all of our sporting events once they conclude. You can listen to that for free. Photos will be up from today's state duels and are up from last week's state meet in Omaha. There's some great stuff up there from our photography department that takes care of that. So check that out. Like it on Facebook, PlatteRiverPreps.com. You'll see all of the great photos. They're free. You can use them as you wish.
Yeah, and in this Class B match, Doug, Class B semifinal, Jordan Hames of Bennington holds a 2-0 lead over Lucas Zolkowski of Adams Central, and he's got a cradle on deep in the period. Going to get a count here. My guess is it should just be two. Yep, a two, but still, Adams Central giving up points deep in the periods has really been problemsome for them here, no doubt about it.
And they didn't do that much in the first round, but Bennington is scoring a lot of short-time points here in this semifinal match. For Lexington, Logan Farrell has a 5-0 lead. He'll be on top as he starts the third period against Aarons of Gretna. And Kobe Cassidy taking on Lance Hockenberry, Sergeant Burwell against Valentine, scoreless through the first minute of that match. Elsewhere, Omaha Scutt is shutting out Nebraska City 34-0. They're wrestling 182. Gretna leads Lexington 18-15 at 182. Scott's Bluff leads West Point Beamer 27-12 at 182. Bennington leads Adams Central 22-9. They're at 170. It is O'Neill 23-6 over David City. They're at 170. Battle Creek leads Centennial 22-6 at 170. And Valentine leading Sergeant Burwell Loup County 17-4. They're wrestling at 160 pounds.
I think I saw official Kevin Allard over there in the Scott and Nebraska City matches give a team point.
No, it wasn't a team
was
point.
Was it just a match point?
Yeah, no, it
okay.
was just.
I saw Nebraska City boy run him off the mat and onto the next mat, which is a long ways to run him. And so he did unsportsmanlike point there on his part.
Now we come to Lucas Zolkowski, who ended up on his back. He's in some trouble again here with Jordan Haynes.
Yeah, no question.
Whoa, but he rolls through off his back and gets a reversal just out of nowhere where it looked like he was about ready to slap the mat. The reversal, he's down 9-2. But there's a lot of time left. There's still 30 seconds in the second period.
No question. Get something going here off the top. Adam Central traditionally has been very, very good on the top. He's going to get a leg stuck in here, and Hames right now is willing to lay there for him, so hopefully Zolkowski can get something going.
Well, what he's going to get going is giving up more late points in a period as he's reversed back with 10 seconds to go in the second.
Still scoreless, but now it looks like Sergeant Burwell's got some back points in here. There's the strokes. Kobe Cassidy's going to go up in a scoreless match over Lance Hockenberry Valentine. He's settling in now in a pinning position. He may get it here.
This would be huge to get Sergeant Burwell back into this.
Minute and a half. He should be able to get the pin in that amount of time. He's got both legs in.
You can hear the Horn Dog fans down there making some noise.
He needs to just settle in and get all of his weight on the chest. They need to go chest to chest.
But he ended up losing it.
Hockenberry was able to roll back to his stomach, but Cassidy still has the arm barred.
Well, you've got a lot of that hooting and hollering over there was what was going on mat five. You know, you have O'Neill trying to win their first state championship in any sport today,
That's
Doug.
That's exactly right.
Logan Farrell picks up a pin in 4:47 for Lexington, wins by pin over Aarons, and that will bring out Edwin Perdoma at 195 pounds.
Lucas Zolkowski's found himself in trouble again. It's now 13-2 with a minute 21 left. Oh, and he got turned right in the center of the mat, Doug.
And this will not end well for Lucas Zolkowski, it would not appear. He is really locked up. He will
nice
come
job.
He'll come to his belly, but it's 16-2, so you're close to a tech fall right here for Jordan Haynes.
Zolkowski needs to pull a rabbit out of the hat here.
Cassidy now leads 3-0 over Hockenberry of Valentine, so Sergeant Burwell will have a 2-3 lead now, 21 seconds left in the period, and Cassidy is on top.
Yeah, and Zolkowski's in trouble again. He's going to get turned here, Doug. It'll be a tech fall or a pin.
Cross face on Zolkowski with 30 seconds to go.
Joseph Varela, state runner-up of David City, is trying to wrestle injured today. He is down, taken down by a freshman from O'Neill. Maybe wasn't a good idea. Oh, now he's going to reverse him. And it looks like a reverse him to his back. Looks pretty dangerous there. There's a twister.
He caught the arm. He's in good shape. Hope he lost the arm.
Back over here in Class B, it's all over. Tech fall, 19-2. Hames of Bennington beats Zolkowski of Adams Central. So Lucas falls by the Tech fall. And now you kind of get into the Adams Central where they are going to score some points, you would think. But they're going to need some big points if they hope to stay in this match.
Yeah, that was the deal. You needed Adams Central to be just a little bit closer at this spot where they were going to run those three hammers, those three or four hammers out in a row. They still could be in good shape here, Doug, but they really, you'd like to see them a little bit closer here within about 10.
All four state medalists for Adams Central have yet to wrestle. It starts right here at 182 pounds with Jack Berry.
End of the third period now. Lance Hockenberry of Valentine has come back into the match. He is leading Kobe Cassidy now 4-3 early in the third period.
Lexington has a 21-18 lead over Gretna as they wrestle 195. And it's going to be 1-0 here with the escape in the second period in favor of Raddick of Gretna and trying to get in on a single leg here is Perdoma, and the two scramble towards the edge of the mat. Somebody's going to get a takedown out of this. Which one's it going to be?
Cassidy from Sergeant Burwell came to his feet from the bottom, was able to throw Hockenberry a Valentine. He now goes up 5-4. There's 45 seconds left in the period. He has an arm bar and could work Hockenberry to his back if he can hold on to it.
Oh, Edwin Perdoma's coming through that match you were just talking about, Doug. Nothing awarded yet, but he's awful close.
And he's down to 12 seconds. He's going to have to move if he wants to get that takedown. Oh. And it looks like they'll stalemate it out.
Yep. Jack Berry's taking the mat for Adams Central now against Zach Melvin of Bennington. Zach Berry comes out, gets an immediate takedown. There's
Well, look at the roll through here. Valentine with 12 seconds.
Berry had a big sit through. 7 seconds.
He's
up by one.
This is huge. Huge in the team race. Cassidy trying to roll.
Cassidy had the Peterson roll right at the end.
Did they give it to him?
They did. Cassidy wins by one with the Peterson roll. 1 second left in the match.
What do you think of the call?
From my seat, it looked like the right call. I'm sure Shane Allison is going to say, "Now wait a minute."
Oh, no, he was sat dead. His hips were sat dead on that Peterson.
So big one there for Kobe Cassidy. Instead of losing three, gets three, and that will keep them at least within shouting distance, 17-7 Valentine as they go to 170 pounds.
The Peterson roll is a devastating move because you think you're in control of the match, and the next thing the guy reaches over and hooks your leg and rolls through, and then things go wrong.
Jack Berry with a 2-0 lead coming to the end of the first period.
Lexington in the third period. Perdoma gets the escape. We're tied 1-1 with a minute 10 to go. We've seen a few of those right now for the Lexington wrestlers here this afternoon. You're listening to the State Duels on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Lexington, and all of our friends over at Central City. Glad you're along with us.
Kalen Hollipeter from Valentine is now wrestling Lane Helga from Sergeant Burwell. We got a 35-14 senior and a 33-14 sophomore.
Again, the only duel in this round that's over. Central City defeated Shelton Kennesaw 51-30. A lot of pins and about three or four forfeits in that one.
Yeah, Jack Berry just can't seem to get him turned. Zach Melvin's going to choose down to start the second period. The score's 2-0 there. Perdoma still can't seem to get a takedown. He's in on a leg tough. You've got Brady Raddick, who's got a deep wizard. They're going to go out of bounds. You know, these are two great wrestlers, Doug, top three, top four type kids in the state.
Nebraska City has just got back-to-back pins, and they're down to Omaha Scott 34-12 after it was 34-0. So Nebraska City picking up a couple of points. Jack Berry again trying to find something to work here.
He's in pretty good shape here if he can scoop that head, Doug.
Got him turned over, looking to get the pin. Man, look at the fight by Zach Melvin off the bottom here. The senior doesn't want to get pinned, but it doesn't matter. There's the pin, Jack Berry, 255.
Yeah, he got the job done there. He needed to get done. They needed six. Going to be 27-15. And now you're going to start bringing the guys out for Adams Central. They have a pretty good chance of scoring a bunch of points.
And it looks like they're going to give Perdoma a takedown at the whistle. There is discussion between the officials whether it was in time or not. And
waving
they say no.
We've got a close one between Lane Helga, the Sergeant Burwell. Kalen Hollipeter has taken him down late in the first period for a 2-0 lead.
And it looks like we're headed to overtime over here then by Lexington and Gretna, Perdoma and Raddick, 1-1. And so they'll wipe that off. And when you're 1-1, that means nobody's done anything on their feet. Not that they haven't tried, but Perdoma's been the one that has taken the shots here, Larry.
Yeah, no question. He's looked good. He's been in deep several times.
In
right
again.
There, yet slide by into a double. But his head's kind of buried. He's in trouble here, Doug.
Perdoma trying to avoid being taken down. Scramble. Fighting for the leg. Raddick's in good shape. Perdoma has stopped the momentum for now. 30 seconds to go in overtime. Oh, look at this. He's trying to pick him up off the mat. He couldn't get his foot. He couldn't get balance there with his foot into the mat to come
up. If he crawls up here, Doug, he'll get two. If he meets his hands around the back, he'll get two. He's got Raddick's butt on the mat.
And there he did it. There he did it. Just what you said. He touched his fingers. There's the takedown. And Perdomo will win it 3-1.
And that's good to see because Perdomo carried the pace the entire match, Doug.
No doubt about it. And for Adams Central, Kendall Oberheide taking on Tyler Brunk of Bennington.
We've got a close one still. Paula Peter now leads Helga from Sergeant Burwell 3-0. We're just into the second period.
Yeah, 27-15 here. Big blast double. Oberheide's got a good double, Doug. It's got him in trouble in the first match, but if he sinks his hips on the finish, he'll be okay. He hit that double just right there on Brunk out of bounds.
Let's take a break. You're listening to the 2014 Nebraska State High School Dual Championships, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
You're listening to the Nebraska School Activities Association State Dual Wrestling Championships from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As we left you, it was Kendall Oberheide turned to his back to give up not only the two but the three. Then he's able to explode off the bottom. He takes Tyler Brunk of Bennington on his back. Ran out of time for the pin, but unfortunately, not only did he run out of time for the pin, they awarded a reversal to Tyler Brunk, which was questionable, and they're checking it over here at the table, but they will give it to Brunk. He leads 7-5 and will choose bottom to start the second period against Oberheide, and this is a match that I think Adams Central needs, and that pin would have been outstanding for Adams Central.
Yeah, no question. It's a match they need. You've got a situation. We'll see how far Oberheide can go. He hasn't been in the lineup due to injury, so you never know how deep those lungs can go, but he's wrestling pretty well here.
Jose Ayala has taken the mat for Lexington at 220. They're scoreless late in the first period against Logan Raddick, another Raddick for Gretna.
Match is going on and on, it seems like. Very long match between Kalen Hollipeter and Lane Helgut and Sergeant Burwell. They've spent as much time on the line and going out of bounds, I think. They just started the third period. Hollipeter's still in command, a little bit better on his feet, but Helgeth is very much the gamer on the bottom for Sergeant Burwell.
Ooh, Oberheide just about, he tried to go for the throw. He slid right off, and he's lucky he didn't get taken down to his back. Now Oberheide's right back in there on a shot, Larry.
Got a really good shot to finish this shot. Oh, he got sat to his butt here. The best thing is to hope for a stalemate here.
Got an interesting match between Wyatt Castle of David City, 37-9 senior, and Spencer Knopp of O'Neill, 35-4 senior. Knopp knocked Castle out of the state meet last week. I believe they've wrestled overtime and 2 1-point matches this season. I think Castle won the first one and Knopp the next two. And so this either is going to be the breaker or the even-up match here.
Trouble for Ayala of Lexington. He's been taken down and taken down to his back, and it didn't take long. There is the pin. 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Jose Ayala of Lexington is pinned by Raddick of Gretna. That is Logan Raddick with the pin.
With a minute left, Helgeth from Sergeant Burwell is fought back to his feet. He trails 5-1, but a big takedown by Hollipeter. Make it 7-1. About a minute left in that match.
Catches up on Adams Central, Larry.
Oh, Oberheide hits a twister, comes all the way through to finish, and they're out of bounds. Somebody might need to tell him it's the second period. You see him run at him there, Doug? I think he may think there's only 18 seconds left in the match.
It looked like a desperation kind of shot.
He will be disappointed when he runs out of gas a little early. That Lexington-Gretna duel is now 24-all as they are at heavyweight. The final weight in this round is 120. So four weights to go in that tie.
Here we go again, Doug.
Brunk in on a shot, and before time, they cannot get the takedown, so maybe a break that time for Adams Central, and it's 8-5 going to the third.
Interesting call in that David City match. Castle actually got the takedown, had his feet down inside. It was one of those where you have your toes dragging, and I wasn't quite sure that we might have got a freebie there, but we got the takedown. So Wyatt Castle goes ahead 3-2. That one's a long ways from being done. Back into Valentine Burwell. They're checking things out at the score table. It's 9-2. Hollipeter continues to lead that match.
And over there, O'Neill, 28-12 over David City. Many people kind of think that might be the championship match in Class C. The winner takes on either Valentine or Sergeant Burwell. Valentine thinks they've got a legitimate shot, but O'Neill leading David City in that match.
Yeah, and over there in Class B, Luis Nunez has taken them from Lexington, taking them out against Blake Chick. And they're throwing each other around pretty good in the heavyweight match over there. No score at this point. 1 minute left in the first.
Pair of seniors that have been pretty successful so far this year. Right now, Oberheide needing to find a way to get some points.
Lucas Castle now picking up some back points against Knopp. He's kind of reversed this thing here late. Maybe has a little bit of fire in him to even this thing up. Wyatt Castle is the last of about 20-some castles that have wrestled for David City, for East Butler, and for Lincoln Pius over the years. So he is the last of this generation, anyway, of wrestling.
Well, there's an East Butler castle down there in the corner sitting next to Dan Lemusky now as well, a state champion from East Butler.
Oberheide has been put on his back, and he's given up three near fall with just 45 seconds to go, and Kendall might be a little bit out of gas here. He is in some real trouble.
Yeah, he had a knee worked on, Doug, right at the beginning of the season and has just now come back.
And there's the pin. So either guy could have won this. Either guy could have won it by pin from what we saw. Both were on their back and the pin at the 5:25 mark. Oberheide falls, and that is going to be big, big, big in this duel. It's now 33-15. Bennington with the lead. Lane Helgoth made a late charge, had a takedown there, but he's going to fall from Sergeant Burwell 9-5, and so it's 20-7 Valentine as they go to 182 pounds, and Tyler Gideon, a freshman, on the mat for the Horn Dogs.
And I think that's our third Gideon of this.
Yes,
it is. I have at least three on this team. Valentine's in deep, but he steps on line, so he doesn't get takedown. It's still zeros.
Luis Nunez for Lexington has gotten finally on the board, gotten the takedown. There's 15 seconds left in the first period. He's going to lead Blake Chick of Gretna 2-0 with 10 seconds left.
Alex Meyer of Adams Central, the 220-pound state finalist, is taking on Jake Menard, a sophomore with just four wins. This should be a pin for Meyer at some point in this match, which Adams Central has to have. And a takedown out of bounds. Now it's 2-0 quickly for Meyer.
Yeah, I mean, they have to here, Doug. Adams Central cannot slip here again.
Back in the David City O'Neill match, Knopp from O'Neill got a quick escape. He now leads 6-5, both of them on their feet early in the third period or midway through the third period, and they've been there many times this year, several one-point matches or overtime matches.
Luis Nunez goes to the third period, up 2-0.
He's
trying to get the win against Blake Chick here. And Nunez going to get the reversal as he took bottom to start the third. He gets the reversal. He goes up 4-0. Other score updates. It is Scott 34, Nebraska City 21. That was 34-0, guys. It's 34-21 Scott. They're at 106, so there's only three matches left there. In the other Class B semifinal, Bennington 33, Adams Central 15. They're at 220 pounds, and Meyer is in on the pin, and that'll make it 33-21.
Coming back here. They needed that last one. That's almost a 12-point swing, Doug.
Yeah, that was probably the key.
Yeah.
Class C semifinals, it's still O'Neill 28-12 over David City. as they are late in the third period at 195 with O'Neill in the lead by one. The other Class C semifinal, Valentine 20, Sergeant Burwell, Loup County 7. They're at 182 pounds. In the consolations, Lexington and Gretna are tied at 24, but if Nunez can hold on for the win here, they'll get the lead. They're at heavyweight. Class B semifinals, Scottsbluff 37, West Point Beamer 24. They're at 106 pounds as we go to 120. Class C consolation, it's Battle Creek 31, Centennial 15. They are at heavyweight. And in the other Class C consolation semifinal, it's over. Central City beats Shelton Kennesaw 51-30.
Yeah, taking the mat now, Josh Meyer for Adams Central and Jason Brunk from Bennington. You really need six out of Meyer here at heavyweight to keep this thing moving forward. Luis Nunez still holds a 4-1 lead with 19 seconds left in the second period over Blake Chick of Gretna.
And it's 2-0. Nick Orschmeyer of Valentine leading Tyler Gideon of Sergeant Burwell. And they have a minute 20 to go in the second period. Back to Adams Central, because right now that looks to be that in the Lexington match. Pretty intriguing as far as score. Adams Central trying to make it to the dual finals where they would take on Scott. Adams Central, Josh Meyer, 21-19. Brunk is 10-27. Brunk trying to set up a headlock. And he takes him down, but rolling through to get the takedown is Meyer for Adams Central. I think Meyer saw what was coming, and he went ahead and rolled with it.
Yeah,
rolling being the key word there.
Yep, no question. Meyer went full body lock there, and Brunk tried to hit it out of the park, and you're exactly right. He saw it coming and just helped the inertia across.
Still 2-0, Gideon leads.
If you missed action from earlier today, I want to pass that along to you. In Class A, in the first round, Kearney beat Papillion La Vista 42-24. Grand Island over Hastings 56-12. Burke beat North 41-27. Millard South over Lincoln Southwest 61-6. In the semifinals, Grand Island beat Kearney 41-27. And Millard South beat Omaha Burke 39-24. In the championship, Grand Island beat Millard South 33-29. For third, Kearney beat Omaha Burke 42-20. For fifth, Papillion lost to Omaha North. North won at 39-30. And for seventh, Hastings beat Lincoln Southwest 45-27. In Class D, in the opening round, Amherst beat Sutton 68-7. Neely Oakdale over North Platte St. Pat's 39-30. Windside over Thayer Central 43-27. And Plainview beat Mullen 53-18. In the semifinals, Amherst 75-3 over Neely Oakdale and Plainview over Windside 40-30. In the championship, number one Amherst beat number two Plainview 64-9. For third, it was Neely Oakdale over Windside 43-29. For fifth, it was Sutton over Thayer Central 52-27. And for seventh, North Platte St. Pat's beat Mullen 43-21, and that's what happened earlier today here at the state duels.
I misspoke. That is, Ormisher is still ahead of Gideon from Burwell. Sergeant Burwell, they're in third period, just 2-0.
But Gideon has to ride top now here, so has to find a way to score from the top. And Nunez over here now is in a battle. He is cut by Blake Chick, but it's only 5-3. It was 4-0 Nunez. They've got 30 seconds left to go in the match. Nunez up 5-3. Chick's got to find a way to take him down. Josh Meyer is has to work pretty hard here over Brunk. He leads 4-0 midway through the second.
Yeah, Meyer chose top, Doug, and he tried to stick a leg in, and it got caught, and Brunk's just going to hang on to it and stall as long as he can. He's not trying to do much of anything here.
O'Neill with a 31-12 lead over David City, and now it's a senior versus a freshman at 220 pounds. You got Broderick Hape, 32-15, versus Bailey Thompson, a 15-6 freshman from O'Neill. Right now, O'Neill leads 1-0 in a second period.
And boy, Josh Meyer trying, but there's just nothing to do there around the little thicker Jason Brunk from Bennington. He just can't get any base here.
No, and I think Brunk's been given instruction to do just what he's doing. I mean, he absolutely has done nothing but lay here this whole way.
Haven't seen a lot of stall warnings today. Seen a few, just not very many. And it's all over. Nunez is going to get the win over here for Lexington. And he's going to win that by a score of 5-3 at heavyweight.
I think we're about to get a stall warning here against Ormisher. Sitting on the bottom, he hasn't done anything for a while. But Sergeant Burwell hasn't helped themselves because they've stayed parallel, too. If you get out and work a little bit on a maybe a wrist and ankle or something or a tight waist, and he's got the tight waist in, but spiral ride, but he's not moving out of that parallel stance or they're not going to warn Ballantyne.
Yeah, and time's going to run out. They're down to 4 seconds to go. What do we got going on with Adams Central? A 106 Jesse Ramirez is out there for Lexington.
Yeah, Adams Central, Jason Brunk chose down, kind of maybe fighting fire here, and he's going to end up on his back. I don't know why you'd choose down after the Adams Central wrestler chose top. Clearly, he feels like he's better there. You did never get out. They're holding 2 back points. It's going to be 6-0, but he might get him going here and start turning him. It looks like, to me, running a really tough half here. Got him on his back again. Going to get 2 more back. Now it's 8-0. You've got the major decision. They really need these 2 extra points, Doug.
No doubt about it. He's got to get that pin. He's got 1 minute left to do it. Tyler Gideon does end up losing to Nick Ormisher. It was 2-0. That was the only score in the match. And so now Valentine's up over Sergeant Burwell, 23-7, as they bring out the 195-pounders. And over there for Lexington, you've got another one of those where Jesse Ramirez is 7-16 for the Minutemen. Tristan Whitted is 9-32 for Gretna. They're both freshmen. And this match could determine who wins this duel. Lexington's up 27-24. Only 2 more matches after this one in the duel.
Those are really unknowns until you roll the dice and get them out on the mat.
Jason Brunk just got off of his back again, Doug. It's now 11-0, and he's going to get turned again. I mean, if you can make it 15, make it 5. He's getting counts again.
But he's not going to have enough time. It's only going to get him to 14-0.
That's right.
And the time winding down 8 seconds. And even though it's going to be a win by Josh Meyer, instead of getting 6 or 5, it's only a 4-point win, 14-0.
That's going to really go a long ways, I think. Those 2 points could be big. You've got a situation now where it's 25-33. You're down by 8, but there's 3 matches to go.
Just depends what Bennington puts out there.
Quick takedown by Jake Fulton of Valentine over Trace Gum of Sergeant Burwell. 2-0. Midway through that first period.
And Gum 31-11, Fulton 19-16. This should be one that Sergeant Burwell gets, and they've got to get something going here or they are going to get blown out.
Gum was on his way there. He does get an escape, made a good charge at it there, but they went out of bounds or it would have been a reversal.
Ramirez wrestling tough for Lexington. He's got a 4-0 lead over Whitted of Gretna with 1:10 to go in the second period. And here's Devin Gilliland to wrestle 106 for Adams Central, but he'll be the underdog against Josh Picorni.
Oh, he needs to really be careful here, Doug. He needs to really be careful. He's trying not to give up a takedown, and he very easily can end up on his back.
He does give up the takedown, does not end up on his back, 2-0.
Josh Picorni is very, very tough. We know the Picornis from Bennington for a long time are extremely tough. They know a lot of positions.
Whitted gets a reversal for Gretna to cut the lead to 4-2 against Ramirez of Lexington. 40 seconds to go in the second period.
Fulton scores late in the second period to go ahead of Gum 4-1. They're going into third period, and Fulton chooses both up. So it's Trace Gum, Sergeant Burwell, Jake Fulton Valentine with 3-point difference here. 4-1 Fulton.
It's been a long day of wrestling, and now over on his back is Gilliland. He is in some trouble with 50 seconds to go in this first period.
Yeah, he's dodged about 3 bullets, and he hasn't been able to dodge this one, Doug. Picorni was throwing some pretty high-level stuff at him right off the bat.
28-9 freshman in Josh Picorni trying to almost seal the deal here. In fact, if he gets the pin, it does seal the deal for Bennington.
Big scramble in that in the match between Fulton and Gum. Fulton just about had Gum on his back, but it ended up getting reversed. It's or taken down. It's 6-1.
10 seconds left down there, boy. He's hanging on for all he's got, Doug.
Gilliland in some serious trouble, needs to get out of this period. But he will come to his feet And that is going to be the end of the period. Now they're going to say there was 1 second left, it looks like.
But after all that, it is only five.
No, now they let the time run out. So 5-0. Gilliland looking to see what he wants to do. Ask the coach. They're going to defer. And so Picorni will take down.
Gilliland needs to go to work here.
Fulton of Valentine, a 6-1 lead over Gum of Sergeant Burwell. 30 seconds to go in the second period. And now 7-4, Ramirez of Lexington over Witted of Gretna as they get ready to start the third period of action. 7-4 the score.
Got a pair of senior heavyweights in the O'Neill-David City battle. It's Trevor Fossard, 16-4 senior, coming in today to Michael Burville, or Burrival, 18-15 senior from O'Neill.
And a reverse here for Picorni of Bennington. He now leads Gilliland of Adams Central by a score of 7-0, and he gets cradled up again.
Yeah, Picorni's really throwing the stuff at him. They're pretty heavy.
Gilliland, who had to fight off the back for about 50 seconds in the first period, now a minute 20 left to go here in the second period. And I don't see him getting out of this one, Larry.
No, it's going to be awful tough. It's tight. Picorni's really starting to slide his body out. I mean, they're looking for a pin here, not back points.
Well, all they need is a win, actually. Well,
that's right.
That would make it 11, but it doesn't matter. There's the pin, and Bennington will beat Adams Central because that puts them up by 14 with two matches to go. The pin comes in 3 minutes and 2 seconds.
And it doesn't get any easier with Nebraska City, let me tell you right now.
So Adams Central will wrestle for third and fourth. Back over there at the Lexington match, Ramirez gets an escape here in the third period for an 8-4 lead over Witted of Gretna. Lexington leads at 27-24 with the 12th of the 14 matches going on right now. Elsewhere, Scott 38, Nebraska City 21 at 113 pounds. Scott's Bluff 37, West Point Beamer 36, and they're in their final match, guys, and West Point Beamer has the lead. And has the advantage in this one. And now Ramirez gets turned. He gets turned to his back, and we have got a count on. But maybe not enough of one, and it looks like Ramirez is going to be able to get out of there. A reversal back to a reversal, and it'll be 10-6 Lexington. With 35 seconds to go in that match.
And Andrew Schilke is taking the mat for Adams Central at 113 pounds. Josh Velasquez, he's wrestling from Bennington. Adam Schilke comes out and gets the big takedown right away. He's got a 2-0 lead with 1 minute left in the first period.
And the Class B match comes to an end down there, and it looks like it's going to be West Point Beamer sneaking out a 39-37 win over Scott's Bluff. There's a little bit of an upset, fellas.
And, Doug, as you said, that Jesse Ramirez was reversed to his back, up 10-8, and pinned.
Oh.
Jesse Ramirez from Lexington gets pinned by Tristan Witted from Gretna.
It is still 6-1. Fulton and Gum, Valentine and Sergeant Burwell, they hadn't scored for a long time, and just as soon as I said that, then Fulton scores again. He now leads 8-1, 28 seconds left in the third period of that 195-pound match.
Got a couple of duels that have just ended. We'll give you some score updates on that. But right now, we are going to take a break. Andrew Schilke with a 2-0 lead over Josh Velasquez of Bennington late in the first period. More of the state duels coming up next.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to high school wrestling. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Bill Lentz. This high school state dual championship brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles located at Stanley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. And it looks like Lexington has received a forfeit. Remember, the Gretna young man was hurt. I believe this is exactly their 112-pounder got hurt in the first duel, so they had to forfeit here. And now Lexington is up 33-30, and they put Alam Alvarez out there against Trent Boyer. And Alvarez should be the favorite here, but Boyer, 26-17, a senior. It's 33-30. Alvarez gets the early takedown.
Yeah, and he turned him right out of bounds.
In the Valentine, Sergeant Burwell, Fulton won that match. I didn't get a final score. And then the heavyweight for Sergeant Burwell got a forfeit from Valentine. Made the score 26-19. So this thing, closed up a lot there. Right now, we've got Sligger of Valentine out quickly on Sean Simpson, 2-0.
Simpson needs to get a win here, and all of a sudden he finds himself on a back with a cradle. And Sligger lets it go, now gets it back, rolls through, can't pick up the back points. Back here, Schilke with a 4-0 lead for Adams Central, but now we're just wrestling for fun and for pride for Adams Central. Yeah. They're going to come up short.
Yep, he's nearly turned him several times, but that is exactly right, Doug. It is over there.
Battle Creek has beaten Centennial 43-21. Central City beat Shelton Kennesaw 51-30, and West Point Beamer clips Scotts Bluff 39-37. We still have five duels going on here in this second round.
Yeah, and in that Lexington duel, I mean, these are important points here. This is the final match of the duel, Doug. In that duel, Lexington leads 33-30, and Alam Alvarez holds a 2-0 lead over Trent Boyer of Gretna as they move to the second period with Alam Alvarez choosing the bottom position.
Omaha Scott will face Bennington in the Class B final, and Class C still not 100% determined. O'Neill and Valentine have comfortable leads, but they don't have it locked up yet.
In the heavyweight match here, Trevor Fosler from David City is probably getting tired of chasing Michael Burrival from O'Neill around. He's got one stalling so far, and he's run him out of bounds a lot trying to get set up for a takedown. Officials will stop now to talk about something with the score. Fosler leaves that one 5-0, but David City trails by 16 points.
Schilke takes bottom for Adams Central to start the third period. He leads it 4-0 over Velasquez of Bennington, a 34-13 sophomore, so no slouch there. Alvarez gets an escape for Lexington here in the second period. He's got a 3-0 lead. All he has to do is win for Lexington to wrestle for fifth place. And they would take on Central City. Lexington.
Scotts Bluff,
we'll
maybe?
Take on West Point Beamer for
West
fifth
Point
place.
Beamer.
Scotts Bluff will be in seventh place match. And Schilke at the end of the mat again. Now back over here to the Sergeant Burwell match. Shad Simpson is now down 8-0 and has basically been dusting the mat with his back the entire match here. A minute to go in the second. Trying to find a way to get that hero move here.
Well, that's the difference between going to the state meet last week and not. I know Simpson did not, and Sligger did, and did fairly well there. There, Simpson, as we're going out of bounds, at least had a ray of hope as he kind of popped out there for a second.
But no 8-0. Points, out of bounds they go.
Sligger shows that he's getting a little bit frustrated.
Coming up between our matches.
Get out of it.
Between our matches, we are going to hear from Tyler Herman, the head wrestling coach at Amherst. Between the last set, we heard from head coach Mike Shadwinkle from Grand Island about their win today. They had a couple of kids you just didn't never hear about come through big for them today in their state championship match to beat Millard South 33-29. Tyler Herman didn't have to sweat one little ounce today, Larry.
No, in fact, I asked him, I said, how hard did you have to coach today, or did you coach hard? And he said, oh, not very hard.
You weren't supposed to say that.
Well, those kids wrestled tough.
Kids wrestled hard. He can relax.
That's exactly right. I think they deserve that.
Here's 2 points on the board for Velasquez. He got a tip of Schilke, but that's the time we'll run out. And Andrew Schilke will win at 113 pounds here for Adams Central by a score of 4-2. That'll make the count 39-28. And that'll leave the 120-pound match here should they decide to send him out.
As 11, the second period ends, yes, 11-0. Sligar leads. Simpson still hanging in there.
Back over for Alam Alvarez. He continues to lead 3-0. And now it looks like he's going to be able to get a takedown 5-0 with a minute 15 to go in his match over Gretna's Trent Boyer.
And speaking of Trent, Trent Darrow from David City was out for a very quick pin, 25-second pin over Cody Watson and O'Neill. So they're sneaking back there.
31-24, O'Neill. We've had a lot of guys, teams that are leading by 7 with 2 matches to go. I've seen that a lot here lately.
And now you've got
David City's going to win by a forfeit.
So we've got a 30-31. Sound familiar?
With one match to go.
One match to go, 1 point separates them.
O'Neill and David City, whoever wins at 120 will go for the championship.
David City, state runner-up in this match.
And they're going to take Valentine.
It's Michael Varela.
They'll take on Valentine as Sligers are just about ready to get the tech fall here or the pin against Shad Simpson. It'll be one or the other with 50 seconds to go. Omaha Scott has officially won, and there is the pin. Simpson will be pinned in a time of 5:17, and that will officially put Valentine into the championship.
So over in the O'Neill match, once again, here we are, 1 point separating O'Neill and O'Neill and David City. Michael Varela, 36-12 junior. He was a state runner-up last week. It seems like a year ago now. And then Dion Nemec from O'Neill, 32-10 senior. So it could be anybody's match. I believe Varela has beat him at least once this year.
46-21, Scott defeats Nebraska City. Hard to believe O'Neill looks so far out there, and it looks like they're gonna have to wrestle for third place. Over here for Sergeant Burwell, J.W. Schroeder taking on Noah Eklund, the freshman from Valentine. And already we've got a throw to the back here. And that is Eklund of Valentine taking Schroeder to his back at 113 pounds.
120 pounds in that Class B semifinal. Jake Cluxton of Bennington comes out and gets a quick takedown. And to Peyton Broddick's back, Peyton Broddick of Adams Central. That's how the first period's going to end, is 5-0.
And Alam Alvarez is going to get the win by decision, and Lexington will defeat Gretna by a score of 36-30 to advance on to fifth place. We're down to just 3 duels to go. No score in the first periods yet between O'Neill and David City. And it looks like Sergeant Burwell is going to get pinned here again. Noah Eklund trying to finish things off with 45 seconds to go in the first period.
Don't look now.
Schroeder gets off his back.
Had a headlock on Eklund. He still has the head, but he doesn't have an arm. Now Eklund's going to turn that into an arm bar.
Big reversal there for Jake Cluxton from Bennington over Peyton Broddick. Going to make that 7-0 now.
So this one's going to end up not being all that close. And the one match that had the 12-point swing possibly in it, it isn't going to matter, Larry.
Nope, you're exactly right.
Varela's in deep on a shot, but I'm not sure he's going to finish a 4-time. Nope, there's potentially dangerous on the knee. 13 seconds, no takedowns yet. That's scoreless.
Schroeder's going to get an escape here for Sergeant Burwell and just about taken down before the end of the period, but it'll be 5-1. Eklund of Valentine leading Sergeant Burwell. 32-19, and that one is officially over. Valentine officially will advance on to the Class C championship. One more round, so stay with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
for professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers in state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Welcome back to the state dual championships here on Classic Hits. Jake Cluxton of Bennington currently finishing things off with a pin right at the end of the second period of Peyton Brodick, Larry.
Yeah, and in the end, that's just not going to end up being very close. As you said, 45-28. And that really turned kind of in one or two matches. And the thing is, Dan Lenusky's had, you know, they've still got a chance to get third, had a tremendous season, Doug. They've just been that short here at the end of the season a couple of times.
And here's another pin. Noah Eklund of Valentine pins Schroeder of Sergeant Burwell in 3 minutes and 34 seconds.
That's pretty impressive, a 14 and 17 freshman.
Well, he had a good match in the first round.
He did. I coached his father and uncle, and I'll tell you what, those Eklund boys are hard-nosed competitors.
Still two duels going on, the most C semifinals. It's still 1-0. Varela of David City leads Nemec of O'Neill.
And now he's going to get a reversal.
And now it's 3-0. Nemec just about had a takedown. They called him off the mat, and now he's trying to get an escape before they get off the edge of the mat.
He's going to get a takedown.
Might get a reversal.
No, they gave him the takedown, Doug. It would be a takedown. Or they gave him the escape. It would have been a takedown.
Yeah, okay. So the escape makes it 3-1, and that was close. They come to the end of the period, and it looks like we're going to have a forfeit here to make the final score in this Sergeant Burwell Valentine match, 38-25. Valentine over Sergeant Burwell.
So just like last week with our state tournament, one-point battle between David City and O'Neill, here we are again. It's 3-1. Valentine leads O'Neill. O'Neill's got a very good wrestler. Burwell is a state runner-up from last week. And early in the second period, 3-1, Burwell is trying to get a turn here. Cannot get sloppy with his hips.
Yeah, this is the third period, not second. This is the third period. Minute and a half left in the third.
And Nemec is down for O'Neill. 3-1. It's 31-30 in the duel, so all that matters is who wins this. It doesn't matter how or by how much. And Nemec's got to find a way to take down or reverse the state runner-up.
Yeah, you can be guaranteed that it's not going to be a one-point decision this time.
Minute 10.
Fishing for that far ankle, and I think he just pulled it up.
Going to come off the edge of the mat, and we'll get a restart here. Varela riding top, Nemec kneading.
Varela's a very good rider, but this is the position advantage is to O'Neill.
Could be a one-point decision,
Larry.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I mean the team decision.
Yeah, exactly. Breaking back down to the mat, 1 minute to go. It's the final match. Everybody's watching it here at the UNK Health and Sports Center.
It's a big old tight waist by Varela, and he's working an arm, trying to get a bar up there. Likes to run wings. There he's got the wrist. Going back the low double and trying to work his way up. He better work up or he's going to get called for stalling.
You should have hit him right there, no doubt about it.
There's a stall.
There's a warning stall.
Should not have stopped it. Absolutely should not have stopped it. Says right in the rule book. And in fact, that's, oh my goodness, that's Bryce Abbey.
Yes, it is.
That was what the rule book deal was last week on the mat in the match, the Billy Thompson match. That's why they had the rule book out, was because he did not stop it. Oh, wow.
35 seconds to go. 3-1. Nemec's got to get out. He comes to his feet. He's trying to face. He needs a reversal, not an escape. And look out. If he can get that leg through. He's got a chance here, 23 seconds to go, but Varela holding on.
Probably in just about, well, not quite a stalemate position, but close.
Varela's too
Varela's
long.
Varela's trying to do what we call the Iranian back in Valentine days. He shot all the way through.
Time winding down, 10 seconds to go. David City, 5 seconds left. And then they stalemate it with
three seconds.
What's the point?
Yeah. Varela could cut him and run, but he will try to ride him out.
And, of course, O'Neill tries to get a quick start here before the whistle. He's got 3 seconds to get a reversal. And he gets everything but his ankle out. And that's it, David City. is going to the state finals in the duels with a 33-31 win over O'Neill. We'll come back with a recap and get you ready for the championships. You're listening to the state duels here on Classic Hits.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain and Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
There's a short break here as we get ready for the medal round. And let us hear from Class D State Championship coach Tyler Herman. Grand Island won Class A today, and Amherst wins Class D in the championship, taking care of Plainview. 64-9 was the final score, and we caught up with the head coach, Tyler Herman. Joined now by Amherst wrestling coach Tyler Herman, who's getting pretty familiar, Larry Baker, to doing these interviews. Five consecutive state titles in Omaha, and now 2-for-2 in the state dual tournament.
Yeah, no question. When you look at the season, or I mean, you could say several seasons together here, but when you just focus on this season, they were dominant all year from start to finish. And I think kind of the amazing thing is when you look at some of the kids they did it with. You and I have had a lot of fun in the last couple of weeks with the Mortensen boy at 220. But some of the kids I've done it with have been kids we've watched come through the JV ranks and come up and get big medals. So it's been quite a season for them.
And Tyler Herman joins us here. And, Coach, congratulations. Championships can't get old.
Thank you. No, it never does get old. I tell you what, each one gets a little more special as the years go on, too.
What was it like, I want to ask first, in the wrestling room this week? I mean, these kids, especially their seniors, are used to being champions. What was it like this week?
I tell you what, the kids were motivated. We were hungry. Anytime you could win, you know, two state titles in 1 year, you know, you have a lot to work for. And the kids trained hard again this week. We actually gave them Monday off, let them recoup and recover a little bit, and then we got back to work. And, you know, the nice thing about the sport of wrestling is we're the only sport in the state of Nebraska where you can win two state titles, where you have two state tournaments. And that alone was enough motivation for our kids to come out here and dominate. And I said, you guys need to, a lot of people are talking about how we're the best team in the history of Class D wrestling. And I said, you need to go out and prove that once again.
And you didn't mess around. You didn't bring some different kids in. You used the lineup that you had at districts, the lineup, all 14 kids that you had at state.
Yeah, absolutely. The 14 guns that we have, we knew they were going to be wrestling for us, barring any injuries. And, you know, they've been getting the job done for us all year, so why not put them out on the mat here and let them finish it off the right way? You know, these guys have been working hard, been training hard, and why not let them cap the season on top again?
You know, Tyler, what's it like? You know, we see Brian Wiegitz today get a state record, and his career has been pretty amazing. And it was, for me, a little bit just watching as that last match happens. You know, he's going to take that singlet off in a few minutes and never be able to put it back on. And every year we graduate some kids as coaches that you'd love to see stick around. And you've got a couple in that room. You graduate four kids, and there's a couple of those specifically. You know, we look at Brian and Mason, you know, has meant so much. You know, he's Amherst through and through. And just kind of talk about those kids a little bit and kind of what that's like watching them and those seniors. For the most, three of them, you were able to crown them as state champions last week and again today. And what's that journey kind of been like with those guys?
I tell you what, it's been a fun ride. We were just talking about this last week in school in my weights class. How when I first came to Amherst, those boys were third graders, and now all of a sudden, like you said, they put on a singlet for the last time in their career. And you know, I'm sure gonna miss these guys. It hasn't hit me yet, but I'll guarantee you here, you know, tomorrow, and I'm kind of looking ahead to what we're gonna do in the off season and start planning stuff for what we're gonna do next year without those boys. You know, they've done a lot for our program. They really put the Amherst wrestling program on the map. Like you said, the three boys that won individual state titles, Chris, Mason, and Brian. Clayton Dana, who came through the JV ranks for us and got a state medal. Overall, four Class D team titles, two state dual championships, and in my opinion and a lot of other people's opinion, finished their career on one of the best teams. They're the best team in the history of Class D wrestling, and I couldn't be more proud of what they've done. Like I said, they mean a lot to our program, and it was a little sad to see those guys, step on the mat one final time, but at least they ended it the right way. They finished their career on top, getting their hand raised, and I couldn't be more proud of what those guys have done for Amherst wrestling.
Tyler, big picture, people will talk about future. Will any of these kids go on and wrestle in college? What's the future there? A variety of other sports. You'll see them move on and go to Hastings or UNK or the Huskers. Is any of that in any of your kids' future, seniors, juniors, maybe even being talked to?
Plan right now, they've been getting a lot of interest from lots of schools, Division II, NAIA, but the plan is just to go to school. This was the last time they'll put on a singlet right here this afternoon. So, and then there's nothing wrong with that. That's their choice, and they're going to go be students next year and have a little fun and enjoy the college experience. And if you're going to go out and you're going to be done, that's the best way to do it. What they did last weekend in Omaha and here today in Kearney. And I couldn't be more proud of what they've done for not only the Amherst wrestling program, but the Amherst community in general.
I think, Tyler, that's been one of the exciting things to watch in your program and being having quite a bit of knowledge about your program is whether they wrestle, whether they play football, any of that kind of stuff. You most of your kids, as they graduate, they're great people, and they go on and you haven't had any trouble, any thug issues or anything like that in your program. I think that says a lot about A, your kids, but B, you as a leader, and I think that has to make you happy.
Oh, absolutely. Our kids are nothing but class acts, from our freshmen up to our seniors. They do the right things in the room. They do the right things outside of the room, in the classroom. I've had a lot of compliments over the years about how respectful our kids are and how humble they are. Win or lose, they act like they're supposed to act. We were stopped in Arby's last week in Lincoln on the way home from Omaha, and I had a gentleman with a Lincoln East shirt, an older gentleman, came up and said, "Hey, you should compliment your kids on how well behaved they are. Very, very polite and very respectful kids." The guy had no clue who he was, and for them to come in and say that, just being around our kids for a couple minutes there in a restaurant was pretty cool.
Finally, I want to ask you a big question on the record, because we talked about this throughout the day today, the future of the state duels, because you had an opportunity to do this. We didn't see, we didn't see a lot of the matchups that fans would have wanted to see. You had a chance, for instance. We just could have went out and wrestled Tyler Bailey today. Grand Island and Millard South had a couple of those. Just the thoughts on how we can make it more exciting for the fans, or if it's okay the way it is.
Yeah, I like it the way it is. I think as a coach, you put your best kids out there where you want them. Where we had 14, fill all 14 weights. If I bump somebody, then somebody's not wrestling, and I'm putting a JV kid in there, and I'm not going to bump any of my varsity kids when we fill all those spots. And a lot of these dual tournaments, especially the state dual tournament, has a lot to do with strategy. What gives you the best opportunity to go out there and win that duel? Like, you look at Grand Island Senior High, they had to bump some kids because that gives them, the best team to go ahead and put points on the board. And, sometimes you don't get the matchups you want. I know as a fan, that is kind of disappointing. And when I come back and watch B&C tonight, I'll be disappointed if some of those don't happen. But as a coach, you got to put your kids out on the mat in the weights you expect them to score points and put them where they need to be.
Hey, if you want to be an analyst with us tonight, we'll pay you just as much as we do Baker.
Sounds good.
Tyler, congratulations to you and your boys and your team and your town for another great season, and keep it up.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
That's Tyler Herman, the head coach of the Class D dual champions from Amherst for the second consecutive year. And Grand Island won it in Class A. Kearney was third, fifth place for Sutton in D, seventh place for Hastings in A. And we are now ready to get the championship round, the medal round, underway. And your matchups here for seventh and eighth in Class C, Centennial and Shelton Kennesaw, Central City and Battle Creek for fifth. For third, O'Neill and Sergeant Burwell. And we may get that rematch of Gideon and Fox again. We'll see if that happens, which would be almost right away here, wouldn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yes.
Yes.
I was pointing. It's happening.
And then the championship, David City and Valentine. In Class B, seventh place, Gretna will play Scotts Bluff. Fifth, Lexington wrestles West Point Beamer. Third, Adams Central, Nebraska City, and Omaha Scud and Bennington for the championship. Adams Central has already picked up a win by pin Dylan Gilliland.
Huge.
In 35 seconds.
Huge upset, too. Gilliland probably was the underdog in that match, hits a high flyer and pins him. Now Rustbelt's in big trouble. He's on his back here, Doug.
in a headlock position. He was down 2-0. It's going to be 5-0. Still a minute left. He may struggle to get out of here.
He needs to get hip-to-hip with his opponent, but, boy, that's a deep, deep headlock.
Evan Gideon and Joseph Gillum, they're still scoreless, and that's how the first period will end in a scoreless battle.
Rene Lazo's leading 4-0. Rene Lazo of Lexington leading 4-0 over Dylan James of West Point Beamer. 5-0, excuse me, a minute and a half left in the second period. They're on their feet.
First time we've had to watch Matt 3 all day. So get used to that one. And right now, Eric Rosfett trying to work his way off the bottom here. 2-0 Sailor of Nebraska City in a reversal. Rosfett, 5-2. He had 3 near fall points. So 5-2 Sailor leading Rosfett of Adams Central. Also out there is Jason Andrist of Shelton Kennesaw. He's got a 4-3 lead over on mat number 6 in the far, far corner for 7th place against Adrian Turabides from Centennial. Now it's 9-3 in favor of Andrist.
Evan Gideon has a slim one-point lead just into the second period for Sergeant Burwell against Joseph Gillum from O'Neill.
Yeah, he took the escape here in the second period, and then Gillum head slaps him. That wasn't just a push away. Yeah. That was a slap there, boys.
I think that was an attention getter.
Well, yeah, I'd attention get him right back on the way out of bounds.
Yeah, these two guys have had a couple epic matches this year. Gideon's actually 2-1 on the year. The only loss that he has to Gillum was in the state finals last year.
Last week.
Also, all of those matches have been kind of like this, real physical, hard-hitting matches.
Andrist over there now for Shelton Kennesaw, 9-4 with the lead in the second period. On mat 7, Central City's Andrew Myers is going to be defeated by Penn. Myers will lose in 3 minutes and 33 seconds, it looks like.
And Rustvelt's going to get a takedown here to make that 4-5, Doug, with a minute and a half left in the second. So he's worked off his back, and now he's working his way back into the match.
And it looks like Rene Lazo of Lexington is going to win or be ahead 7-0 going into the third period. He'll be on top.
Gideon still staying in good position. Trying to find an ankle, trying to work up.
Really close. He's got a limp arm, and he'll get that takedown.
If he would just do the old skin a cat and pull that arm out toward his rear, he'd probably have it. They're a pretty good whizzer in there by O'Neill. So they go out of bounds once again.
And that'll be the end of the second period. So it is Gideon of Sergeant Burwell 1, Gillum of O'Neill nothing, and Gillum will get his choice.
It's interesting as they come up, Gillum is sucking for air, and Gideon's jumping up and down trying to keep it going, keep that motor revved.
Boy, Rene Lazo was very lucky there. They just went out of bounds, and he got taken to his back, but just out of bounds. So they come back and reset in the center on their feet. Minute 30 left in the match with Lazo from Lexington still leading Dylan James at West Point Beamer 7-1.
Central City had to forfeit again at 138 and at 145, so they trail 18-0 now to a Battle Creek as they get wrestled, ready to wrestle at 152 with Ryan Molosik.
Rustvelt's getting strokes here. Is he going to get 2 or 3? He's going to get 3 near fall. That's big. That gives him a 2-point lead going into the third period.
This is great experience for a team like Battle Creek that's, you know, is fairly much a newcomer to this level of wrestling, and they will go home with a trophy.
And
so this, great experience.
In the Class B match with Nebraska City and Adams Central, Joseph Seiler from Nebraska City just got sick on the mat. So they're going to, and they run the injury time on it. They got to get him ready to wrestle because he's still getting sick into the trash can.
Yeah, I don't want to clean that up.
That is not good. Rene Lazo, 7-1 Lexington, 30 seconds to go in his match. And Gideon has gotten a takedown here off Gillum. Gillum getting the escape from bottom to start the third, and Gideon gets a takedown, which he couldn't get done in the finals last week. He's up 3-1 with a minute to go in the marquee matchup, one of the marquee matchups of the entire day. And here is a pin by Ryan Molosik of Central City in 47 seconds. Molosik gets the pin over Zach Kirby of Battle Creek.
Yeah, that's really tough, Doug, down there with Evan Gideon. I'm close to his father, and we talked quite a bit through the season about this. And
You know, it's amazing. It almost makes that hurt worse because you've beaten him all year. You're going to beat him here, and that boils down to it being a situation of just a state final type pressure.
David City draws first blood in the championship round against Valentine. Dustin Papa, who only comes in 32-20, sophomore, came from behind in last seconds, literally, again, 21-12. Trevor Bukowski from Valentine, good wrestler. Papa, at the state meet last week, did not place, but in the very first round, he went 8-6 with the O'Neill wrestler, who ended up winning their weight class. So he's getting some valuable experience and is really coming on nicely as a sophomore.
Jason Andrews of Shelton, Kennesaw, is now up 21-10 over Turabides of Centennial in the final seconds of their match. We've got a stall warning against Gideon here with 23 seconds to go, leading Gillum of O'Neill 3-1. Gillum needs to score from the bottom with these two outstanding senior wrestlers, and this is their final match, so once again it'll be memorable. And it's going to be over there, 23-10. Andrist of Shelton, Kennesaw, gets his first win of the day. And they're back to action here in this Class C match. And there's an escape by Gillum. 8 seconds to go. Bull rushes Gideon, who's got to be careful. He's already been warned for stalling, so he grabs the headlock, and out of bounds they go.
Gideon just has to stay in good position, get his hands down low, get in a good stance. Keep Gillum from running him over, which is what Gillum's trying for.
And that will be the end. Evan Gideon wins it 3-2 over Gillum of O'Neill. And Sergeant Burwell is on the board first here in the Class C third place match. By the way, Renee Lazo of Lexington was a winner as they have just finished up the 132-pound match here for Lexington. Bennington scores first, 4-0 over Omaha Scott, winning at 132 pounds in the Class B championship. Valentine leads Davis City now 6-3 after a pin at 138 pounds.
I missed who the Valentine wrestler was. I know it was Zellinger from Davis City. And
Alex Rustfeldt now 9-6 leader over Joseph Seiler of Nebraska City. Wrestling extremely tough on top there.
Should be another pretty good one here. We've got Chet Hinton from Sergeant Burwell, 33-13 junior. Marcus McNichols from O'Neill, 24-11 senior. This O'Neill wrestler is a tough, tough kid.
In the Class B fifth place match, Dakota Hernandez has got a 2-point lead over Martin Medina of West Point Beamer with a minute and a half left in the second.
Martin Phillips is now up for David City, and in the last match, he did set a Class C record for the most wins in a season. He is wrestling Nate O'Keefe, a 31-15 senior from Valentine.
Rustfeldt gets the victory 9-6 from Adams Central.
Well, Sergeant Burwell's in good position to score. He's just got to get around and cover an ankle. And there he does.
Shelton Kennesaw taking on Centennial. And Enrique Velasquez of Shelton Kennesaw wins by a forfeit, so they're up 10-0. Now Alan Garcia is on the match. Matt for Shelton Kennesaw, and that is already a 10-0 score. Garcia leading Kane Songster of Centennial. Or excuse me, 2-1. Looking at the wrong score again. 2-1. No wonder I was surprised. Mark Zetsker, who's had some long matches here today for Adams Central, is out there against Darren Sorensen of Nebraska City at 145.
Yeah, there's been no score there. They've kind of mixed it up here a couple of times. Dakota Hernandez still is holding that 2-0 lead over Martin Medina of West Point Beamer. Dakota Hernandez is in the top position, about 20 seconds left in the first period.
As the first period comes to an end, Hinton from Sergeant Burwell, Loup County, leads 2-0, and they lead 3-0 in the team race versus O'Neill.
Don't forget, when we're all said and done, it is our Pioneer Hybrid Seeds wrap-up show, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Grand Island and Amherst already winners today. In B, Omaha Scutt is taking on Bennington. And in C, it's Valentine and David City for the dual championship. Lexington out there right now. Dakota Hernandez takes a 2-0 lead into the second period. And Hernandez will be on bottom against Medina of West Point Beamer. Darren Sorensen picks up a point here in the first period to take a 1-0 lead over Mark Zesker of Adams Central. Chet Hinton is out there at 138 pounds for Sergeant Burwell, Loup County. He has a 2-0 lead and an escape to make it 3-0, but all of a sudden gets in a little bit of trouble here against McNichols of O'Neill.
Well, it looks like he's going to reverse his fortunes there. If he can reach back and catch ahead there, he could just about have McNichols on his back.
Brad Skoch of Central City leads Connor Kramer 2-1.
Hinton now has both legs in, has both arms, and there's the pin.
Chet Hinton gets the pin in 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
Six big points as they go ahead 9-0 over O'Neill.
Yeah, that's a big, big match there. Darren Sorensen wrestling from Nebraska City, wrestling Mark Zesker from Adams Central, still 2-1 match there with Zetzker leading 2-1 as the second period just ran out. They're going to go to the third period. Oh, no, they've got it wrong. That was the second period. It's going to be Zetzker's choice. He defers. Darren Sorensen's going to go down, so it's going to be Zetzker taking a 2-1 lead into the second period.
And for Lexington, there's a leg whip for a takedown. Dakota Hernandez, then they go off the mat. Hernandez now leads Medina 7-1 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Second period.
Thirds.
Ten hours. Next thing you know, we'll be icing.
Oh, there is a headlock exactly now right by Ralph O'Neill.
Speaking of which, Storm hockey tonight at home against Fargo. 3:05 tomorrow as well against Fargo. Here it on the Breeze, 94.5. Earlier today, the Nebraska men beat Northwestern 54-47. And as you said, trouble here for Cale Gideon at 145 pounds for Sergeant Burwell.
Robson O'Neill had a headlock on, and Gideon worked his way all the way back around, almost pinned, works his way back, bars up the O'Neill wrestler. It's now 5-2.
Brad Skoch now with a 4-3 lead as he gets an escape to start the third period against Connor Kramer of Battle Creek, and they are on their feet. Kearney boys basketball season comes to an end tonight, 68-54 to Lincoln Southeast. So their final two games were losses to Lincoln Southeast.
And Dakota Hernandez still holding he's extended that now, a 9-2 lead. That's the second period is going to come to an end. So he'll head to the third period, leading Martin Medina, West Point Beamer, 9-2.
And once again, Cale Gideon finds himself on his back here for Sergeant Burwell. Corey Rouse reverses him right here on the edge of the circle with 30 seconds to go in the first period. Rouse is now up 7-2.
It doesn't look good for Gideon at this point.
20 seconds to fight off his back.
If he has a shoulder on the line, though, then he's got a bit of a reprieve. But Rouse has done a pretty good job of circling back onto the mat.
Down to 10 seconds. Gideon still fighting. 5 seconds.
Looks like he's going to live to fight another period.
And he will find himself down 10-2, Rouse of O'Neill, 10-2 over Gideon of Sergeant Burwell, Loup County.
Very close match in the championship on C. Martin Phillips, 47-2 state champion, and Nate O'Keefe, 31-15 senior, and it's 1-1 in the third period. They are on their feet.
You're listening to the State High School Dual Championships, the sixth session or sixth round of six today. They wrestle it out. Quarters, semis, finals, and wrestle it out to 7th and 8th. A and D were this morning, and B and C now in their final round. And
big pin.
Mark Zesker in a 2-1 match, able to get things stretched out and get the pin in 3:18.
Yeah, Darren Sorensen stood up, and Zesker neck-whipped him right down to the mat, did a wonderful job there. It's a freshman with tremendous hips.
And Adams Central is up 15-0 and not through the strength necessarily of their lineup.
No, that's
now, they got some good kids here, but like we said, the kids that had medaled at state haven't went yet.
No, and Nebraska City's tough, but if they can run this up through to where they're tough, Nebraska City will have their hands full
Dakota Hernandez of Lexington up 13-4 with 45 seconds to go as he has controlled Medina of West Point Beamer.
It's 11-2. Gideon trails O'Neill at the 145-pound match. Over on the A championship, they're in overtime with Nate O'Keefe of Valentine and Martin Phillips of David City.
Central City battling Battle Creek over here, and Brad Skoch of Central City picks up the 4-3 win over Connor Kramer and picks up some more points for Central City. They were down 18-0. Now it's 18-9, and a quick pin here. Hollinsworth is going to lose by that pin. It's 24-9.
Tyler Ziegler was just pinned very quickly in about 31 seconds to Corey Sorensen from Nebraska City. Who did?
I missed. Who did? Bennington wrestler.
150.
Oh, was that Velasquez?
Bennington.
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's a Scott wrestler.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he said Bennington.
Let's not start that.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, we may be here for days.
We'll take a break. Let's do that. And be back with more from the state wrestling duels as we go to break. A win for Dakota Hernandez of Lexington by a score of 13-4. We'll be right back.
Dale Automotive, for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, joined by Bill Lentz and Larry Baker. More wrestling going on. Cale Gideon in some real trouble here. He's been dominated by Corey Rouse of O'Neill.
And that will be
the end of it. He's going to be able to tech fall him 22-3.
Absolute domination by Rouse, 37-4 junior, outstanding wrestler.
Derek Linusky is now on the mat for Adams Central, wrestling Jacob Ferris from Nebraska City. Linusky holds a 4-0 lead with 27 seconds left in the first period, Doug.
And for Lexington, Rodrigo De La Torre taking on Jesus Cervantes of West Point Beamer. And they are scoreless through the first minute, although Cervantes now does get the takedown over De La Torre and is up 2-0.
In a third overtime in that class, in the 145-pound Class C championship match, in a third overtime now, Phillips has just gone ahead 2-1. There are 3 seconds left. They've both been warned for stalling in regulation. Big shot by O'Keefe, and it's over. Phillips squeaks that one out for David City.
Jack Duffy has picked up a win for Shelton Kennesaw at 152 pounds. He did that in a minute and 20 seconds before that. Alan Garcia picked up the 4-2 win for Shelton Kennesaw, so they're looking good over there with a 19-0 lead over Centennial. And now Daly Haller is out there in a 2-1 match, and we've got a little blood time.
Blake Walters from O'Neill is out to a early 2-0 lead over Rowdy Moon of Sergeant Burwell, Loup County.
And Derek Lonesky from Adams Central still holding a 4-0 lead with a minute 30 left in the second. He's in the top position. Got a leg in and looking, digging and digging to get that arm out of there, looking to try to get it behind his head. There he does. He very well may get back points here, or Jacob Ferris's arm could fall off. It's really going to be one of the two.
Whichever happens first.
Marshall Mikowski in a heck of a scramble, but couldn't get any points out of it. He trails Central City's Mikowski 11-2 to Nate Gray of Battle Creek with 40 seconds to go in the second period.
And just to update, in case there's anybody in Nebraska City listening to us on Platte River Preps, Jacob Ferris's arm did not fall off, but he did give up back points.
We now have a 2-2 match in that Moon-Walters match at 152 in Class C for third and fourth, as Rowdy Moon, Sergeant Burwell, played it well right on the line as we're going out of bounds and reversed Blake Walters of O'Neill.
Here we go. Let's update what we've got going on out there as far as the score goes in the Class B Championship. Again, remember, we started at 132. We'll finish at 126. They're wrestling at 160, and Scott leads Bennington 12-10. In Class C, Valentine and David City are 6-6 as they wrestle at 152 pounds. In the third-place matches, in B, Adams Central 15-6 over Nebraska City. They're wrestling at 106, and it is Sergeant Burwell Loup County 9-5 over O'Neill. They're at 152. In the fifth-place matches, it is Lexington leading West Point Beamer 7-0. They're only at 145. And it looks like, did we just have a pin there?
Yeah. Rodrigo De La Torre was pinned by Jesus Cervantes from West Point Beamer, Doug.
And that happened in 3:01. So that will make the score 7-6. Lexington is up. Fifth place match in C, Battle Creek 24 to Central Cities 9, and they're up to 182. Seventh place matches in B, Scottsbluff 4, Gretna 3. They've wrestled two matches. And in the Class C seventh place match, Shelton Kennesaw 19-0 over Centennial. They're at the 160-pound match. And it is Daly Hunter over there. Shelton Kennesaw trailing Connor Lutle of Centennial 6-3 as they get the second period underway. Elsewhere, it is Marshall Mikowski of Central City down 13-3 to Nate Gray, and he has just lost by pin at the 4:45 mark. Mikowski will fall in 4:45.
Blake Walters of O'Neill is really working over Rowdy Moon. It's 6-2. He was trying to get a splayed lawn, and Moon realized where that was going and quickly got back to his base. It stopped action, and they're going back to the middle. It is 6-2.
Derek Lemeski started in the bottom position to start the third period, got the escape, in tough now, looking to get another takedown. He's going to take a 10-0 lead with a minute 30 left. In the other matchup, we've got Moises Garcia from Lexington, who's taking the match now against Aldo Padilla from West Point Beamer. There's no score in that match. Padilla's in deep on Moises Garcia's leg, and Garcia fights him off and looks like he's going to get the takedown, and does, Doug. Moises Garcia takes a 2-0 lead.
Nice job there by Garcia as they are wrestling Lexington for fifth place here and trying to get two wins after having to take on number one Omaha Scud in the opening round, and that would be a heck of a day for Lexington.
Yes, that would.
Back over here in the Rowdy Moon match, he now trails 6-2 to Walters of O'Neill with 40 seconds to go in the second period. Ledesky up 10-0 with 40 seconds in the third period. Over there in the Shelton Kennesaw match, Daly Holler is down 8-7. What a heck of a return here. He was down 8-3, and that's now 8-7 with 20 seconds to go. And Justin Mackey now takes the mat here for Central City against Shane Hawthorne of Battle Creek, and this could be a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, I will just tell you right now, Derek Lanusky is up 13-0 with 15 seconds left, and he has been more than rude to Jacob Ferris from Nebraska City. Oh, my goodness, and he's still looking to get more here.
And this is the last match for Derek Lanusky.
I'm really impressed with the way Blake Walters from O'Neill just continues to ride very hard and very much dominating. His score is 8-3, but he's very much dominated Rowdy Moon, trying a lot of
That is the 150th win for Derek Lanusky of Adams Central, the new benchmark for high school wrestling, and he'll get a hug from Dad and Coach Dan Lanusky as he wins it 13-0.
No more Lanuskys and no more Berries. It's a little bit surreal, Doug. There's been a lot of us that have gone a long time. Two more Berries, I'm being told, so... we'll save the big tears for a long time, but been a long time. These, you know, those two guys have run a lot of good people through that program.
When do we get the Bakers?
Hey, I got a 2-year-old. It'll be a while.
Back over here, Justin Mackey has wrestled a scoreless first period for Central City against Shane Hawthorne of Battle Creek. We go to the third period here. Blake Walters of O'Neill leads Rowdy Moon of Sergeant Burwell 8-3.
And Daly Haller is in a heck of a match over there. He's been down and keeps trying to come back. It's now 10-7 Connor Little of Centennial. They've got a minute 10 to go in that match. For Lexington, Moises Garcia is now up 4-0, and they are underway here in the second period.
And Moises Garcia had a great end of that first period. He really started to turn it on, Doug. He's looked pretty good. Aldo Padilla, we know, is a good kid, but right there, Moises Garcia is going to get another takedown and make it 6-0.
And was scoreless going into the second period with Justin Mackey of Central City wrestling Shane Hawthorne of Battle Creek. And now we get a reversal by Battle Creek. Very close match.
Lucas Zolkowski is now on the mat for Adams Central. He is taken down by Colton Roberts. And we are midway through the first period, but Zolkowski working hard, faces Roberts, but no change in the score. Hasn't been able to get the leg out.
In the David City Valentine match, Tristan Eklund, third place finisher last week, is dominating Ryan Worm, who is a freshman from David City, 22-4 freshman. But it's 8-0. Ryan's trying to hang around, but Eklund is has the senior experience.
Lucas Zolkowski gets a reversal here for Adams Central. Now trying to pick up some back points, but if he doesn't watch out, he's going to get reversed right back, and he's going to run him off the mat. 2-2 with 24 seconds to go here in the period.
Yeah, you wish that scramble would have happened in the middle of the mat because that would have ended it, Doug. Zolkowski would have pinned him right there.
We're going to take a break at the NSAA State Wrestling Duels. We're about a third of the way home in our final round of the state duels. Grand Island and Amherst have claimed championships. Omaha Scud and Bennington are wrestling for the B title. David City and Valentine for C. They're close early on. We'll be right back.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained in the art and science of spinal manipulative therapy. They use this to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck, back, leg, extremity pain, and headaches, and most sports-related injuries. When your back hurts, you hurt, period. When you have back pain, you need to remember two things. Kling & Smith Family Chiropractic and their new office at 412 West 48th Street in Kearney. The next time life bangs you around, remember it's time for Kling & Smith Family Chiropractic. Good luck to all the wrestlers at the State Wrestling Duels. Online, clingchiro.com.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
Doug Duda, Bill Lentz, Larry Baker back with you here at the State Wrestling Duels. And, Bill, let's start with you. What do you got your eye on?
Well, kind of a roly-poly match, really, right now, 195. Between Battle Creek's Shane Hawthorne and Justin Mackey of Central City. It is 8-6 as we're dancing online there. They're going to come back in. Minute 33 left, third period, and Mackey has a narrow two-point lead. Looks like he buggered up an ankle just a little bit, maybe going out of bounds.
Colby Cassidy just body slammed Jordan Stearns of O'Neill to the mat.
And that is going nowhere except pin.
Colby Cassidy just waiting for the mat to be slapped here midway through the first period at 160.
There it is.
And that is the pin for Sergeant Burwell. That's in 105.
Big six-point swing. A 9-9 match now is 15-9.
4-4 here. Lucas Zolkowski of Adams Central and Colton Roberts of Nebraska City.
Moises Garcia is wrestling really tough down here. Up 7-0 from Lexington wrestling Aldo Padilla from West Point Beamer, Doug.
Some tight wrestling going on right now. Some quick matches and others. Over there for Shelton Kennesaw, it's Chris Gard against Andrew Bader of Centennial. Bader up 2-1 as they go to the second period over Gard of Shelton Kennesaw, but Shelton Kennesaw leads the duel 19-6.
Under a minute to go, Mackey still leads over Hawthorne of Battle Creek. Central City wrestlers ahead 8-6. He's on the bottom and looks like they're going to stop the action and reset him. We got a warning for stalling.
And that's, he actually put the stall on the top man. I think he had to have made a mistake there, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah, because the bottom man was the one. Yes.
Yeah,
I think they corrected it now.
Yeah, they're going to double check it, make sure they got it right.
Yeah.
The stall is on Mackey. with 39 seconds left. That's enough time to get in some trouble. And now over here, Lexington has Moises Garcia putting his man to his back at 152 pounds.
Yeah, right from his feet, feet to back. It's going to be up 9-0. He's holding the three, so it's going to be 12-0. There's only 30 seconds left. They're right in the center of the mat as well. Lucas Zolkuski gave up 2 points right as the second period was coming to an end. So he is behind 6-4 in the top position going starting in third period. He's got a deep half here he's running. Got a chance to get some points out of that, Doug.
Valentine has jumped out to a 16-6 lead over David City, but as we saw in the last round, that didn't mean a whole lot at this point. I think Valentine has, has a little bit of a streak where there's some kids with less experience.
Oh, look at this scramble over between Mackey and Hawthorne. He's counting back points.
He's got
on
two.
Hawthorne, on Mackey. Did he get to two or three? If it's two, we're tied. We're going to overtime. 10-10, Justin Mackey, Shane Hawthorne. 10-10, they're going to overtime. Win over here for, go ahead, Larry.
Moises Garcia gets the pin from Lexington, Doug.
So Lexington picking up more points. They're up 13-6.
Double-checking a score in that Hawthorne-Mackey match. Make sure that that's right. It's not too hard to add to 10, but they're there. Now here we go in overtime.
Back-to-back reversals in the Zolkuski match. Roberts got one. Zolkuski reverses him back. Zolkuski down 8-6, riding top.
Yeah, he's riding tough, but he hasn't been able to get anything done. 44 seconds left in that match, Doug. Adams Central leads the duel 19-6. Oh, it's really close there. He just about got a turn.
About a big running double for Hawthorne over Mackey, but Mackey fights it off at the edge.
Mario Barraza's taking the mat from Lexington, wrestling Jose Osuna from West Point Beamer, and Osuna gets the quick takedown. A minute and a half left in the first. Osuna's
going to
be...
Central City is going to be taken down if he can get his ankle free.
14 seconds to go. Mackey trying to hold on and a potentially dangerous. Going to restart with 11 seconds.
Everything but the shoelace.
We've had 2 1-point awarded here from the neutral position to David Fox. And he leads Lane Helgoth 2-0 at the end. Well, with 10 seconds to go here in the first period. And now it looks like he's going to get a takedown maybe, or will they go off the mat? And now Central City thought that Mackey had a takedown, and that will not be awarded, so we go to overtime. The two 30-second periods.
Wild one in the David City-Valentine match. Jesse Windham, who is, like I said, new to wrestling this year, actually played basketball last year. Kalen Hollipeter, 35-14 senior. They are 7-7 after one period. This may be whoever's got the best headlock.
Zolkuski trying to get a turn here, and Roberts just flattened out, laid down on his belly, didn't move, and that'll be it.
Very smart, Doug. He didn't try to run away. He just went straight to his belly. That was very smart.
Zolkuski will fall 8-6 and some more points on the board for Nebraska City, but Adams Central still leads it 19-9 as they go to 182 pounds.
Barraza from Lexington was able to get the escape, so it's 2-1 now. Wrestling Jose Osuna out of West Point Beamer.
Mackey in big trouble now. Tried to sit out and went right to his back.
And if you get pinned here, is it over, guys? Or do you get the other 30 seconds?
Over. Pin ends it.
No, pin ends it.
Well, it's not going to be a pin, but Mackey's now got to find a way to score 3 points from the bottom in 30 seconds. Or from the top in 30 seconds.
Going to have to find some
gonna have
kind
to tip
of
him right back
or something. Yeah.
Now at 182, here's Jack Berry for Adams Central against DJ Marco, a 37-8 senior from Nebraska City.
Jack Berry is just a bull. I mean, the whistle blows, and he just blows him, DJ Marco, right out of bounds.
Chris Gard is down 15-2 to the senior Andrew Bader out of Centennial. And now the pin will occur, 5-19. Guard defeated in 5-19.
No score there. Mario Barraza.
Mackey trying to get a headlock over here.
David Fox and Lane Helgoth go over onto the next mat in their match. They're on their feet at 6-2. Fox of O'Neill leads Helgoth of Sergeant Burwell.
And Mackey will fall 13-10 in the second overtime. And Central City will drop that match. There'll be some tired boys after that one. There was a lot of scrambling. What else we got, Lair?
Oh, that's a big boy twister down there by Mario Barraza. He had Jose Osuna's feet completely vertical on that twister. It's going to be 3-2, and there's going to be back points there. He's holding three back points. So Barraza, who was down 2-1, is now going to be up 6-2, I believe, Doug, with a minute left in the second. Still possible near fall situation there.
Jack Barry has the takedown here in the first period over Marco of Nebraska City. He's up 2-0. Lane Helgoth is now down. Sergeant Burwell's Lane Helgoth down 8-2 to David Fox. Red Johnson now takes the mat for Shelton Kennesaw, and he falls down 2-0 to Corey Kennedy here in the first 30 seconds. An escape takedown, it's 4-1. And now another takedown. Corey Kennedy looks like he's going to do a lot of taking down, cutting, 6-1.
And Jack Barry's working awful tough on top. First period's going to come to an end. Going to be 2-0, it looks like to me. Kalen warning now for stalling on DJ Marco on the bottom. He's just laying there on his belly doing nothing.
Kalen Hollipeter Valentine picks up another win for Valentine, this time over Jesse Windham of David City. Makes that 22-6 with Valentine having the edge at this point.
Lane Johnson comes out like a bull against DeJager of Battle Creek, and he is going to pin him in 23 seconds. So Central City picks up 6 points here. They need just about every match left because they trail in this fifth-place match to Battle Creek, 33-15.
Centennial really gave David City a nice run in the first round. They are a salty team. They've got a couple real hammers, as Larry would call them, with like Doyle Trout and some of those kids. But a lot of the rest of them are just your good average Joes that are hard workers.
And Red Johnson has just been pinned over there for Shelton Kennesaw. Shelton Kennesaw was up 19-0. Now they are up 19-18 over Centennial. And Jack Brunk of Shelton Kennesaw against Jacob Nicholson, a 10-21 sophomore for Centennial, a key one here for Shelton Kennesaw at 195 pounds.
Yeah, and Barraza from Lexington's wrestling awful tough. He's up 6-2 here, a minute 30 left in the third period. They are on their feet, Barraza and Osuna from West Point Beamer. Barraza's close to having a takedown there. That would clinch it. There is a takedown. It's going to be 8-2 now. He's got the 6-point lead. Jack Barry has worked awful hard in this match to still only be up 2-0. He's in the top position working a really tough wing with a minute 10 left in the second period.
Marco, his opponent, a solid 37-8 senior out of Nebraska City. For Jake Brunk, he has jumped out quickly here to a 4-0 takedown near fall against Nicholson of Centennial. Blaine Pop is now the heavyweight on the mat against Louis DeJager of Battle Creek, who we saw play in the football semifinals. And now over here, Jack Barry's in business.
Yes, he is. He got the turn, Doug. He's worked that wing and worked that wing. He's got he's in good position as far as where he is on the mat. 35 seconds left.
20 o'clock.
Adam Central really needs this. He needs to try to pull him, make him long, get that hip to flop one time right there. Now he should be okay.
Jack Barry, 23 seconds. Got it. 3:37. Jack Barry's final match for Adam Central.
Yeah, he did a really nice job there. He just needed that hip to check one time, and it did. Tremendous season and career, to be quite honest with you, for Jack Barry. 28-1, 29-1, whatever he's going to end up on the year. Just a tremendous job.
Jake Brunk does get the pin over there for Kennesaw Shelton, and that'll put Michael Duffy out there at 220 pounds, and Shelton Kennesaw back up in their duel over Centennial, 25-18, and a nice single leg here for Duffy, and that's going to be a takedown for a 2-0 lead for Michael Duffy over Luke Stanichka of Centennial. Lane Helgoth just about ready to be beaten here by David Fox of O'Neill, 15 seconds to go. It's 11-2, and Kendall Oberheide, who's been in a couple of exciting matches today for Adams Central, is out there at 195.
Mario Barraza from Lexington is going to get the win 16-6, Doug, over Osuna out of West Point Beamer. It makes that duel now 16-6.
Lexington with the lead over West Point Beamer. And there's the end. Lane Helgoth will fall to David Fox of O'Neill by a score of 14-2. And O'Neill now takes the lead here
No, they cut it to two. It's still 15-13, Sergeant Burwell. And we take a look at what's going on over at the Central City match. Blaine Pop trailing Louis DeJager early in the second period by a score of 1-0 on the board.
3-0. Well, that's interesting.
So it's 1-0 down
usually
there and 3-0 on track.
Behind, our track is usually behind our electronics.
There we go. They refigured it.
Now it's 1-0.
And Kendall Oberheide has been taken down here for Adams Central, and he's in a little bit of trouble. And what happened over at Lexington?
Martin Romero was pinned by Christian Perez of West Point Beamer in 39 seconds, Doug, is what happened there. And in the Nebraska City match, Nebraska City Adams Central, Keys Nelson has gotten the early takedown over Kendall Oberheide. And a couple back points. It's 4-0 there with about 25 seconds left in the first period.
Tyler Gideon of Sergeant Burwell is on the match against Jason Hollebeck.
Joseph Varela, David City's one-legged wrestler today, is now leading 6-3 over Braxton Coleman from Valentine again. He injured that ankle wrestling Conley last week and is just picked up a pin for David City. We'll make that 22-12 now in that competition.
Yeah, he looks pretty banged up out there after that injury to Conley in last week's state championship at C-182. And we will take a break, and when we come back, we'll update all the matches, update the team scores, final round of the BNC NSAA State Wrestling Duels here on Classic Hits.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain and Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See kappagrains.com.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
And welcome back to high school wrestling here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Doodle, Larry Baker, Bill Lentz. High school wrestling brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination with BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark trailers. You can see their entire inventory of over 400 vehicles by stopping by Sully Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island or going to DinsdaleAuto.com. And here is the recap. Let's give you the scores of what's going on for the area kids. Lexington's Logan Farrell, a 2-0 lead over Hanson of West Point Beamer, and he will take bottom Farrell to start the second period. Kendall Oberheide has just lost by pin in 2 minutes and 58 seconds to Keys Nelson of Nebraska City. Tyler Gideon of Sergeant Burwell has a 2-0 lead over Hallbeck of O'Neill, and 30 seconds are gone in the second period. Blaine Pop at heavyweight, they're down to the final 20 seconds. He trails Battle Creek's Louis DeJager 3-0. And Michael Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw has a 4-1 lead over Luke Stanichka of Centennial. Now make it 6-1, a minute 30 left in that match. And Blaine Pop is going to fall here at heavyweight to DeJager by a score of 3-0. And the team scores. Again, remember, the last match will be 126. In the Class B final, Omaha Scott 30, Bennington 10, they're at 220. Class C, Valentine 22, David City 12, they're wrestling at 195. In the third place matches, in Class B, Adams Central 25, Nebraska City 15, they're at 220, with Alex Meyer just taking the mat. In the Class C third place match, Sergeant Burwell Luke County leads O'Neill 15-13. They're at 182. In the fifth place match, Class B, Lexington leads West Point Beamer 16-12. They're at 182. In Class C, Battle Creek leads Central City 33-15. They're at heavyweight. And we'll add three more points there to make it 36-15. In seventh place, Class B, it is Gretna leading Scotts Bluff 18-15 at 195. Class C, seventh, it's Shelton Kennesaw over Centennial 25-18. And they're at 220.
We got a pin here. Tyler Gideon, Sergeant Burwell, pin Jason Hallbeck of O'Neill.
Does that 3:37?
21-3.
21-13.
Excuse me, 13. I lost the three there, or the one.
Yeah, and Alex Meyer from Adams Central's wrestling Jacob Kreifel out of Nebraska City. And holy moly, there's no score here. There's only a minute left in the period, but these two guys have thrown each other all over the mat.
And didn't we get a stall warning there against Nebraska City?
Sure could have, Doug. I missed it. I was watching the Lexington. Logan Farrell has extended his lead now to 8-1 as the second period comes to a close.
Looks like we got a pin by David City. Wyatt Castle pin Nick Armisher of Allentine. Put six more on there, and David City goes ahead, or comes within four now of Valentine. Valentine leads 22-18.
Michael Duffy. Shelton Kennesaw is going to win 7-1. 7-1, Michael Duffy will get the win here for Shelton Kennesaw to extend their lead in the duel.
You know, Doug, they've wrestled him up at 220 all day, and he's a 195-pounder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that Stud Nick is a really good kid.
Luke Peterson, 106-pounder from Central City, has an early lead, 2-0 over Jaden Zimba of Battle Creek.
Alex Meyer just got a big pin over Jacob Kreifel from Nebraska City. So that's a big win there. They're going to take a 31-15 lead into the heavyweight match.
Here comes a senior versus a freshman. We got Trace Gum, 31-11 senior from Sergeant Burwell, Loup County, versus Bailey Thompson, 15-6 freshman from O'Neill.
It's a good-looking freshman.
Yes, he is. Can't wait to see what he looks like as a senior. He's going to be a big guy.
Omar Gomez is on the mat for Shelton Kennesaw, looking for his first win of the day over there at heavyweight. You've got Luke Peterson with a takedown in the first period to lead 2-0 over Jaden Zimba of Battle Creek. Trace Gum, we've got a takedown there for Bailey Thompson of O'Neill over Gum, 2-0 midway through the first period.
And Logan Farrell's up 10-2. The referee's holding three, so it's 13-2. He's got a headlock right in the middle of the mat, and there's the pin. Logan Farrell's going to win by pin there, Doug.
5:22 for Logan Farrell, so we're starting to see a lot of wins for our five area teams here in this round.
Yeah, we are. Josh Myers taking the mat now for Adams Central, wrestling Wyatt Baxter out of Nebraska City. No score in that match. A minute 21 left in the first.
Trace Gum trails 2-0 to Bailey Thompson from O'Neill. Tough freshman.
And you can kind of see these 3 weeks take a toll on you. The state tournament series as a whole, Josh Meyer looks like maybe he's got kind of a bad wheel, whether it happened today or happened otherwise. He's limping around here a little bit for Adams Central. It's a lot of tough matches.
That's one of the things about adding this dual tournament here at the end. It's kind of a war of attrition during the regular season. You add that last season, and you got people who are wrestling injured in some cases, but it's a tough sport with tough guys.
The sophomore Omar Gomez is going to lose for Shelton Kennesaw by pin in 1:28. And then it looks like we have got a forfeit over there, which will go the way of Shelton Kennesaw from Centennial.
And there's a pin by David City's Broderick Hafe pins Jared Fulton from Valentine. They'll now go up 24-22 ahead of Valentine.
Boy, Doug, this
Jimenez, by the way, has to take the forfeit over there unless they throw him out at 1:13 for Shelton Kennesaw. Go ahead.
It's kind of an interesting piece here. In this Adams Central Josh Meyer Wyatt Baxter match, they have the wrong leg bands on those wrestlers.
Ooh.
And it really could get interesting because if you wrestle this thing out, the official doesn't know the difference. He's looking at the wrestler. But they'll have the score wrong.
And they got it.
They figured it out. Because what would happen at the end? We've seen that happen before, I'm sure you have, Bill.
Yes.
You get to the end, and then you have to go try to re-wrestle the match over a scorecard, and it becomes very, very tough.
That's not where it's supposed to be wrestled. Okay, down here in Gum's match, he still trails 2-0. He's working hard off the bottom, looking for a reversal of some sort.
Edwin Perdomo just had a big win for Lexington.
He'll get that pin in 104. 104 for Perdoma of Lexington.
I think we had a little trouble with our track wrestling, too, because they had Jared Fulton, according to this, wrestling in two matches in a row for Valentine, and I don't think they'll allow that. So I think Jared Fulton actually is their heavyweight and wasn't their 220. But Jared Fulton 2-21 freshman wrestling Trevor Fossard in a championship between Valentine and David City. Here comes Sergeant Burwell. It's now 2-2, and he's got Thompson on his back. He's working. He's getting the count. It looks like he's going to at least get a three count. And there it is. The officials put three on the mat. Oh, very quickly, though, here comes Bailey Thompson.
Luke Peterson of Central City is a winner by pin in 250. And now out there, Central City will be at 126 pounds because we've seen a couple of forfeits by Battle Creek, and it's 36-33, and this will come down to the 126-pound match.
Yeah, and you've got Jose Ayala from Lexington who's taking the match, Matt, against Christopher Waterman from West Point Beamer. No score, 1 minute left in the second. Still no score. Wait a minute, there's a technical violation here.
Ooh.
You're going to get
grab uniform.
Grabbing the singlet, and it's going to be Wyatt Baxter from Nebraska City who's going to receive the point. Josh Meyer now goes down by one, and it's going to be down by two. Wyatt Baxter gets the escape, so they're on their feet. Reset, 1 minute left in the second. Meyer shoots in, doesn't come up with the leg.
Shelton Kennesaw is going to win their duel with Centennial guys. They picked up another win by forfeit at 113. Micah Magnuson is out there right now at 120. He is down 8-4 and on his back late in the, 40 seconds to go in the first period. It's Troy Vanderheiden, a 2-0 lead for Central City over Dakota Tegler for Battle Creek.
Centennial picks up the pin.
So a win by pin at 120 pounds, a loss for Magnuson in 128, but that'll make it 40-30, so they're okay with one to go. But it all comes down here in this Central City match for fifth place against Battle Creek to 15-23 freshman Dakota Tegler of Battle Creek and 15-11 sophomore Troy Vanderheiden of Central City. And Vanderheiden, 2-0, 30 seconds left in the first period.
Trevor Fossard to David City has got the, we believe it's Fulton from Valentine, in a bad position. It looks like he's probably going to get him pinned. Fulton's a small heavyweight, and Fossard is not.
That is a good way to put it.
Jose Ayala from Lexington's going to take a 2-0 lead into the second period. He takes the down position, so he's leading. Jose Ayala leading Christopher Waterman from West Point Beamer, 2-0. Up to his feet here, going to get the escape, going to take a 3-0 lead now. Josh Meyer is now down 5-1 as the second period starts. So he's got some work to do wrestling Wyatt Baxter from Nebraska City. And just that fast, Jose Ayala gets a takedown, 5-0, Doug.
Trace Gum had been ahead down here in the Sergeant Burwell O'Neill match. He gets reversed to his back. And there is the pin at the 4:45 mark to close the gap to 2 points with O'Neill.
Bailey Thompson, that O'Neill freshman, is tough.
And, wow, do we have some matches starting to tighten up here. Josh Meyer of Adams Central trailing Wyatt Baxter 5-1 with a minute 10 to go in the match. And he's trying to set up a headlock throw.
Fossard did pick up that pin for David City. They go up now 30-22 in the team race with Valentine and really go into the meat of their lineup right now.
Vanderheiden from Central City gets a reversal here to start the second period. He's going to pick up 2 back points, and he leads it 6-0. If he wins it, Central City will come back and win the duel with Battle Creek.
You got Elmer Montanez from Shelton Kennesaw and Davey Payne from Centennial. Payne has an early 2-0 lead in that match.
Ayala from Lexington maintains a 5-0 lead midway through the second period over Waterman of West Point Beamer. Brooke Huffman now takes the mat for Sergeant Burwell.
These are two very good wrestlers, Spencer Knopp and Brooke Huffman. This O'Neill and Sergeant Burwell match up right now.
Going to be a big one for third place in the duel.
35-4 senior, 40-6 senior. You can't ask for much better than that.
And Josh Meyer is not going to be able to score. He is going to fall by a score of 5-1 at the heavyweight here. Josh Meyer will fall 5-1 for Adams Central. And 3 more points on the board here for Nebraska City, but Adams Central still up 31-18 as they've got 4 matches left. And this one could still be up in the air down there, Larry, for Adams Central.
Yeah, no question. They've got to get it going here. There's plenty of weights left for Nebraska City to make a run. And this is where Nebraska City kind of made somewhat of a run against Scutt, you remember, in the semis.
Elmer Montanez trailing Davey Payne of Centennial 2-0 at the end of the first. Payne takes bottom here to start the second. Payne will get the escape, but Montanez, I think, is just taking him down. Yes, he has. So it's 3-2. Payne leading Montanez, a minute and a half to go in the second period. It's all Troy Vanderheiden for Central City right now. He has not been able to finish the pin, but he's up 6-0, and then he tries a little too hard, a double roll through. And Vanderheiden stays off his back as he's able to roll through and maintain control. He's going to have a 6-0 lead as they go to the third period.
Trent Darrow, another one of the state runner-ups for David City, out on a quick 4-0 lead over Brian Sligger of Valentine, 106 pounds. Probably would have got the pin if he'd had about two more clicks of the clock there, but they ran out of time. They're going in their second period. Still scoreless between Brooke Huffman and Spencer Knopp at 220 pounds.
For Shelton Kennesaw, Montanez gives up the escape, so he now trails 4-2 to Davey Payne with a minute to go in the second period, but they wrestle from their feet. And as we get back over here, Dakota Tegler takes down and is going to get the escape, so now he trails Vanderheiden of Central City 6-1.
Brooke Huffman scores first in the Sergeant Burwell-O'Neill match. Gets an escape. Now they're locked back up again. Both these wrestlers are tying very deep ear to ear, which surprises me a little bit. As good as they are, it's not a real good position to shoot off of, but there they take out the scoreboard and the table. So they're more of the guys that want to throw each other around a little bit, it looks like.
And Devin Gilliland for Adams Central is taking the mat against Tony Hang. Tony Hang from Nebraska City is out to a 4-1 lead. In that match, Gilliland's a little outmatched here. And in the Lexington, Jose Ayala is holding on to an 8-0 lead. They're on their feet against Christopher Waterman from West Point Beamer. 1 minute left in the match, and they're in the neutral position.
Well, they've got the scoreboard put back together over here, and Huffman is continuing to battle. Very physical match against Spencer Knopp of O'Neill.
This is very typical of how Huffman wrestles. Of his six losses, Brady Huskenfelt from Centura, one of our wrestlers, beat him three times this year. So
I bet he's glad he's not here today.
Well, he ended up on the right side of the bracket last week and got second. And we got third.
But. Oh, he's in deep on a single. If he can finish it, turning the corner, now he backs out again. And here comes the O'Neill wrestler.
And the only score in that is the escape Huffman got here in the second period. Still 1-0, 50 seconds to go in the second. They're on the edge of the mat again. And over here, Devin Gilliland of Adams Central trying to make something happen here in the second period. Hang a medalist from Nebraska City was 43-2. And now Gilliland trying too hard gets reversed.
Huffman and Knopp fly out of bounds the other direction this time. Nothing to run into except the next mat.
Yeah, and Jose Ayala from Lexington is going to win 8-0. So he's going to get a major decision here to make that 32-12. Is what that's going to be.
David City's Trent Darrow now out on a 9-1 lead over Brian Sligger of Valentine.
Elmer Montanez was able to tie up his match 4-4 and now is going to get the escape here midway through the third period, and Montanez is up by a count of 5-4 in Shelton Kennesaw's final match of the day over Davey Payne of Centennial.
I'm surprised how much Knopp and Huffman are hanging on the ear-to-ear tie. It's now they're starting to work the top of the head a little bit more. They got the inside ties, but not really anything for a shot. They're looking more for a bull rush, it looks like. Time runs out, it's 1-0.
Devin Gilliland from Adams Central was just pinned at 106 pounds, so at 113 pounds now. Andrew Schulke from Adams Central will wrestle Jordan Moyer from Nebraska City. Lexington at the 285-pound weight class. Luis Nunez is going to come out and wrestle Braden Lubert from West Point Beamer. And just that fast, Luis Nunez is out to a 2-0 lead.
And Troy Vanderheiden for Central City, although the third period didn't really go his way, he didn't give up much. And Vanderheiden wins it by a score of 12-3. And that will give Central City the dual win, 37-36. Instead of a tie, he gets enough to get the major, and they win it 37-36.
Another one-pointer.
Great job.
We now have a 1-1 match in that Brooke Huffman, Sergeant Burwell, and Spencer Knopf from O'Neill match. We're back to locked up like a couple bowls in the ring.
Elmer Montanez after giving up the escape, makes a big rally here in the final 20 seconds. He takes Davey Payne down to his back, gets the five-point move, and Montanez will win it by a score of 11-6. And the final score over there will be 43-30, Shelton Kennesaw over Centennial.
We fly out of bounds, and we're back in again with Huffman and Knopp, O'Neill and Sergeant Burwell. Still 1-1. We're down to just about a minute. We're tied up. Will we see overtime?
Luis Nunez from Lexington now is up 4-1 with 30 seconds left in the first period. Doing a very good job and very active on his feet as well as on the mat. Andrew Schilke is going to take a 2-0 lead right now. There's 30 seconds left in the first period. They've gone out of bounds for a restart here. Schilke's in the top position, wrestling incredibly tough. Score that duel. Adams Central leads 31-24 in an all-important third-place duel.
Trent Darrow, Davis City got an 11-3 win, and now I think Wyatt Phillips of Davis City is going to get his first match of the day.
And the score there in the Class C final, 34-22. David City now leading Valentine after Valentine had a nice lead. And there are three matches left to be wrestled in the Class C, 13-20 and 26. Omaha Scutt has clinched the Class B championship again. They lead Bennington 40-16 with three matches to go.
The younger of the Phillips brothers, now we mentioned that Martin Phillips broke a Class C win record. His younger brother, Wyatt, who's a sophomore, has 43 wins coming into this today, and it looks like he's just about to get 44.
And a quick takedown to the back over there. Brooke Huffman of Sergeant Burwell and Spencer Knopp of O'Neill have went 1-1 overtime. Another pin, David City, and that's going to do it. David City's going to win the dual title.
How about that? Two of the same trophies.
David City wins it, and Amherst are the two teams that will, and Omaha Scutt, I guess, Larry, three of the four, get the job done here at the dual tournament, which was not the case last year.
No, and most generally, you would believe, you would see that most generally your state champion team, at least in B, C, D, that kind of thing, is how that will go because you have to have such a complete team. In A, it didn't happen because Omaha North just had a bunch of big guns. And Luis Nunez continues to roll here. He's now up 7-1, and he's going to get the pin, Doug. 1 minute, 14 seconds left in the second period.
Nunez had a great day today.
So Nunez picks up the win at heavyweight. Schilke 4-1 with the lead here, and he's looking to get a takedown, maybe right to the back here. Not quite, but it's a 6-1 lead. Schilke, 50 seconds to go in the second period, and no score in overtime between Brooke Huffman and Spencer Knopp, so it's 1-1. We go into the double overtime.
Also, there has been a lot of energy expended in that match.
But this is, I mean, again,
yes.
This is Brooke Huffman. I mean, this is how he wrestles a lot of his matches.
It's 30-30 Scottsbluff and Gretna with two matches to go over in the seventh place in Class B. Lexington has clinched fifth place here.
Here comes Brooke Huffman.
He gets off bottom. Now he's trying to get a takedown here.
He's got him locked, and there he goes right to his back. He took him right to his back.
He's able to roll off his back. They gave him a pretty quick 2 points there for a near fall, and Huffman now is up 6-1. In the first portion of the double overtime, or sudden victory one.
That is a lot of points to come back and overcome.
And an escape there. An escape. Knopp continued to fight, so he gets an escape.
6-2.
And who knows how important that point could be.
Stand up, reach back for a headlock, and away you go.
Well, the key is if you keep it within five, Doug, you know,
yeah.
I mean.
Yep.
I think that's the key. It only takes 5 seconds to get five.
And we are done down here at 106 pounds. Jesse Ramirez of Lexington is defeated by a pin in 43 seconds.
A little question about the score there. I'm not quite sure what it was, but it stays the same here in the Huffman match.
Andrew Schilke up 6-1 as they get ready to go to the third period against Moyer of Nebraska City.
Now Moyer takes both up, Doug.
And Spencer Knopp needs to do something off bottom and off the first. A little whistle here.
Tried a little
Huffman
bit of a
takes
sit
him
out,
back down, yeah.
But Huffman was able to counter it pretty well. Looks like he's trying to do some kind of a head spin type of action.
15 seconds.
There he gets one. Now it's 6-3, and Huffman just has to be careful. He keeps coming forward, but I think that's the only gear he has.
Spencer Knopf's got a headlock and throw him. But they break contact again. Time will expire, and Brooke Huffman, a 6-3 win in double overtime for Sergeant Burwell. And that's going to extend that lead for Sergeant Burwell here in the third-place match with O'Neill.
24-19 now.
Now wrestling for Lexington, Mike Wynn and Joe Berg for West Point Beamer. Berg out to the very quick 2-0 lead.
Over on the championship match in Class C, we have Michael Varela, one of the state runner-ups last week. Wrestling Cameron Parrott, another Valentine wrestler who was not able to wrestle in the early part of the season, comes in with a 16-6 record. And I know Coach was counting on him early. He was really wishing he had him at the Valentine invite, but he wasn't able to get him until a little later in the season.
Dakota Devine comes out at heavyweight for Sergeant Burwell, and it took him 14 seconds to get the pin over Michael Burwell of O'Neill. And Sergeant Burwell awful close to putting this one away.
Yes, they are.
30-19, Sergeant Burwell.
But still four matches to go. The lightweights are out there. O'Neill's got some good lightweights. 8-1, Andrew Schilke, 35 seconds away from getting the win here at 113 pounds. And over there for Lexington, Mike Wynn trails 2-0 with 10 seconds to go in the first period, but in some trouble, close to getting some back points called against him.
And Andrew Schilke leading 8-2 with 20 seconds left.
Shad Simpson from Sergeant Burwell quickly getting the takedown on Cody Watson, another freshman from O'Neill. He has got him in a pinning combination.
And there's
a pin for Shad Simpson. I know Shad is my wife's cousin's grandson, and they were talking this week about how scary it was going to be for a young guy to come in here after he had qualified for the state meet. But this is a nice thing. Like Larry said, this is a different flavor. This, everybody gets a chance, and everybody gets to score, you know, get a chance to score for another trophy, and there was his. And there is a forfeit. Sergeant Burwell is going to get the forfeit there.
Sergeant Burwell is going to get third.
Yep, that officially did it right there.
42-19. Sergeant Burwell is your third place team.
And Andrew Schilke just got a big win, Doug. Major decision. They're getting close to putting theirs away and getting third.
35-24, Adams Central leads the Nebraska City Pioneers. And there are two matches left. Nebraska City must win them both, and one of them must be a pin.
They're going to need some bonus.
Sergeant Burwell's Dakota Harvey now comes in at 120. They had to do a little switching of the ankle bands again. Dion Nemec from O'Neill. You got a senior and a junior. This should be a good one.
Nemec was the one that just lost, had a tight one in the final match in the semifinals against David City. So that was a tight one there. Mike Wynn is now down 7-0 to Joe Berg of West Point Beaver. Peyton Broderick is out there from Adams Central in what could be a toss-up match. We need to take a break here from some of our great sponsors. The State High School Wrestling Tournament brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. We're back to the state duels after this.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championship on March 6th, 7th, and 8th. At Pinnacle Bank Arena, the excitement involves 48 schools competing for state championships. Experience a competition for $5 for students, $7 for adults. For specific games, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championships.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
in our 11th hour of coverage of the Nebraska State High School Dual Wrestling Championships. Amherst and Grand Island were winners earlier today. It is going to be Omaha Scutt and David City taking B and C here in the evening session. We have just a handful of matches left, but it's been a good day for Lexington. It's been a good day for Adams Central. It's going to end up being a good day for Sergeant Burwell Loup County as Dakota Divine is up 2-1 and now down 3-2 because a takedown there for Dion Nemec, 3-2 at the end of the first period. For Peyton Broderick, we've had the old takedown escape, and Broderick has the 2-1 lead as they go to the second period, and Mike Wynn about ready to be finished off by for Lexington.
Yeah, and actually Peyton Broderick, did you see that, Doug, wrestling Aldana from Nebraska City? They kind of got into it there on the edge of the match, or the edge of the mat. Peyton Broderick really kind of let him have it.
And now Mike Wynn has been put to his back. If he's not pinned, it'll be a tech fall. With 50 seconds to go in the match, he's in some deep, deep trouble here against Joe Berg, a state finalist last week.
Right there.
40 seconds to go. Wynn's still fighting. Still plenty of room on the mat. Down to 30 seconds to go.
I think Wynn may have got himself out of trouble.
Wynn's in big trouble. It's over any way you cut it.
He is game, but he's in trouble.
Because it's 13-0 here. That'll make it 16-0.
And there's the pin, 5:40. Mike Wynn will drop that match for Lexington and give 6 points to West Point Beamer. Makes it 38-24. And Lexington cannot be caught with two matches to go.
Looks like we have an injury timeout in the Nemec-Harvey match. Not quite sure what happened. The O'Neill wrestler is being checked out, and injury time is running down.
Scott's Bluff has won their seventh-place match over Gretna, teams that won't see each other, by a score of 40-30 in Class B.
And two matches ago, that thing was 30-30.
Yep. Omaha Scutt and David City taking care of business here. We come back to action on the mat for Lexington at 120 pounds. Here's Alam Alvarez again.
This is a big match down here in the third place match with Peyton Broderick and Rike Aldana. It's 2-2 here in the second period, 36 seconds left. By my math, which usually is fairly poor, I believe if Adams Central wins this match, they guarantee a third place.
Well, as long as they don't get beat by a tech fall, they guarantee third place. They're up 11 with two to go.
Right.
So as long as they don't get tech fall, and in what the way this is going, a pin, there's not going to be a tech fall here because it's 2-2 as we head to the third period. So Broderick just has to make sure that he does not get pinned by Aldana of Nebraska City, and it won't matter what the result is as long as it's not a tech fall or pin.
And I think a third-place finish by Adams Central is a great finish. It's a great year. Would have been great to have beaten Bennington and gotten second, but this has been a great year for Adams Central.
And it looks like Dakota Harvey and Dion Nemec. Nemec has used all of his injury time, and it happened just 5 seconds into the second period, so something off the whistle.
I wonder if they bumped heads because they were kind of trying to see if he, waving the fingers in front of his face and so on. In that meantime, Michael Varela picked up a 9-5 win over Cameron Parrott of Valentine. David City now leads at 43-22.
And I think the official is telling the O'Neill coach that your wrestler is not fit to go, and he's going to call the match.
I think that it must be maybe the possibility of a concussion or something to that effect, and he's saying no. He can't answer the bell. It's not worth the risk.
So Dakota Harvey will get the win there by injury default for Sergeant Burwell Loup County.
And that puts the score at 42-19 as they bring their next two wrestlers up.
The final match in that duel for Sergeant Burwell and O'Neill. O'Neill's going to end up finishing fourth here. And still some excitement over here in this Adams Central match. It's 3-2 now. Broderick has taken the lead after getting the escape here in the third.
Yeah, and Alam Alvarez has got a 2-0 lead moving to the second period over Hunter Schroeder from West Point Beamer.
Davis City's last wrestlers, Tony Muse, 22-19 junior wrestling. Hudson Pierman, 20-8 freshman from Valentine. Okay. I believe that's the last match in that duel.
Yeah, 3-2 now is the lead for Peyton Broddock over Aldana from Nebraska City. And what really is now a pretty important match where the result of this can clinch a third-place trophy.
And it's all over in the Class A championship match, or excuse me, the Class B championship match. Omaha Scut, a 49-21 win to take it home today. Omaha Scut winning it in the championship over Bennington by a score of 49-21.
Jesse Sandoz of Sergeant Burwell was taken down in the first period. His opponent, John Marvin, junior from O'Neill, hooked up a cradle, and looks like he's going to be picking up some back points here. Not in too bad of a position for a pin there if he can get his knee in the hip there.
Oh, we had area wrestlers wrestle very well in this evening session as well, Doug.
Yeah, I had a lot of kids, I think, go 3-0.
We had 4-point imminent fall. The Sandoz from Sergeant Burwell was in a position to be pinned, and he began to bleed, I believe, from his, maybe the bridge of his nose, the way they look like.
And that'll do it, Doug. Adam Central's going to win that match. Broderick is going to win that match 3-2, which will guarantee Adam Central of getting third place.
So third place for the Adam Central Patriots in the state dual competition. And congratulations to the Patriots. There is one more match. We'll see if they send anybody out, and they will. To a wrestle at 126 over there for Lexington. Alam Alvarez still leads Hunter Schroeder, the 39-9 junior of West Point Beamer, by a score of 2-0. Alvarez is down on the mat with 40 seconds to go.
Tony Muse out on the early lead in the David City Valentine match. He leads 2-0.
It's Zayden Nelson for Adams Central against Edvin Lorca, and this is it because this could be a pin for Nebraska City just looking at the statistics out there. That's why the last match was so important for Adams Central.
That's exactly right, Doug.
We're just halfway through the first period in O'Neill and Sergeant Burwell's 126-pound match. John Marvin leads at 6-0 over Jesse Sandoz.
And don't forget, when the final matches wrap up here, we'll jump into our Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches and Pioneer Seeds here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Lexington, Central City, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, we have got basketball the rest of the way. This is it for wrestling. We've got boys' districts on Monday. Ravenna Kimball here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Donovan Trumbull Sutton on the Breeze, 94.5. And then on Tuesday, we will follow Shelton. They play Fullerton. Overton, they play Cambridge. Kennesaw, they play Elwood. Those will be on the Breeze, 94.5. Classic Hits and ESPN as well. Keep it here for the very latest in the girls' state tournament. We'll be following Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, Minden, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Giltner. They've all made it down to state. Northwest is there as well. And here is a pin to end the season for Adams Central. Falling by pin is Zayden Nelson in a time of a minute and a half. But it doesn't matter in the team race, as Adams Central will take home the third-place trophy.
Yeah, that's great for Adams Central. It's a nice trophy to have in your trophy case, I can tell you that. Alam Alvarez, 4-0. He still leads with a minute 21 in the match, and he is on top of Hunter Schroeder from West Point Beamer.
A lot of good wrestling coming out of the Tri-Cities this year, guys.
Yeah, when you saw what Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, Hastings is up. Adams Central is doing very well, some of their best wrestling the last couple, 3 years. Kearney is there. Grand Island is there, as they have been. Kearney Catholic continues to place in the top five.
And there is a pin.
Yep, the cradle sucked up there.
John Marvin of O'Neill pins Jesse Sandoz of Sergeant Burwell, Loup County.
That's in 2:35. Sandoz will fall. So we're now down to two duels remaining. And that's your Class C championship. David City and Valentine are on their final match. And they're on the next to last match between Lexington and West Point Beamer. And Alvarez in control with 30 seconds to go. He's up by a score of 4-0. And it looks like the final score
Sergeant Burwell over O'Neill, 48-25.
48-25. Coach Max is leading the charge through the handshakes. A lot of good sportsmanship exhibited today.
Well, those guys definitely had seen each other enough this season.
In the David City Valentine match, now it is Tony Muesch leading 3-1 over Hudson Pierman from Valentine. It's a done deal, but we are still wrestling. David City 43, Valentine 22 at the moment. Still a good match going on.
Alam Alvarez will get the win for Lexington by a score of 4-0 to put some more points up there over Hunter Schroeder of West Point Beamer. And Lexington is going to finish fifth here in Class B. Central City has beaten Battle Creek. Shelton Kennesaw over Centennial. Scotts Bluff over Gretna. Omaha Scott over Bennington. Adams Central beats Nebraska City. Sergeant Burwell over O'Neill. And it's all over in Class C. Valentine gets some points, but it's not near enough.
No, David City wrestled a great 3 weeks. They were a deep team. Deep teams win dual tournaments most generally, and they absolutely were. Great things out of today, Doug, I think, were Sergeant Burwell getting third, wrestled very, very well, and Adams Central getting third. Wonderful trophy to have in that school. Dan Linusky has just done such a wonderful job over the years at that program, and two real highlights there today.
And the final match of this wrestling season is Lexington's Henry Gonzalez against West Point Beamer's Austin Eisenhower. Gonzalez is in on an early takedown. Everybody rooting for Henry to get a quick pin so that they can get the medals and the trophies and move on out of here, as they're already starting to tear up some of the other mats
here.
They're
bringing out the trophies as they finish wrestling.
And so Gonzalez with that 2-0 lead here. And as soon as his match is over, we get into our post game. Earlier today, a couple of basketball notes. The Kearney boys fell to Lincoln Southeast. Their season is over. Nebraska men did beat Northwestern earlier today. Wichita State won. That means they complete the undefeated season.
I want to tell you, too, you did a great job in the first round today. I didn't come over until the second round. Being so much older, I need a little more oxygen. We are so glad you are here. We listened to you all the way. You did a great job. And I tell you what, it's a long day.
It's been a long day.
Lots of words.
You want to do it again next year?
Oh, of course. I would like to say a special congratulations, since I'm his boss, to Tanner Thieme and his staff and his wrestlers. Finished sixth in the state tournament a year ago, fourth in the dual tournament. Had everybody back this year. They go 1-1 in the two tournaments to end this season off. But they were exciting. They were no runaways. And they're all great wins, whether you blow them out or beat them by a point, but it's a lot of fun. And congratulations to all the teams that wrestled well today and represented their schools well today.
Larry, I'm not sure if you want to call it changing of the guard, but I think you can. I've talked about this in quite a few of the sports here over the last couple of years, and I don't think wrestling is any different. Some of it is the old guard coming back. Hastings and Lexington come to mind. We talked about the impressive Pleasanton team and how they did throughout the season and getting some kids down to Omaha and getting a couple of medalists last week. And we, instead of just pointing out everyone, but I think you're also seeing that here a little bit in wrestling. Yes. Scott's great, but we don't talk about them in the same breath that we did 5 years ago. Grand Island, their streak ends. Amherst, they are the one to talk about right now, but you're seeing some other schools start to get involved a little bit more. Some of the other ones, maybe they're falling off the list a little bit to make room for some new guys.
Well, one of the big pieces there, Doug, legitimately, is a lot of these little kids programs and some of these other communities have really caught on, and I think you are seeing that. Is there's less and less, or more and more, maybe I should say, of some of these other schools coming forward. Columbus, actually, ironically, as you were saying that, Columbus is one of those schools. I thought of Columbus had guys in the finals this year, of course, way back when. They were the gold standard in Nebraska. And so I do agree with you in that. And I hope not, or, you know, as a local fan, but Amherst will be mortal again.
And it is 4-1. Henry Gonzalez, a leading Eisenhower of West Point Beamer. And it looks like as they get ready to start the second period, it's going to now be 6-1 in favor of Henry Gonzalez in our final match.
At least they've stopped them from rolling up the mats. I was going to say that was a little disrespectful.
That's a little tacky if they do that.
Yeah, no. And they started, and Rich Broderson walked out and told them to stop.
You know, this sport doesn't feel like it changes that much, but it does. I was reflecting in my little brain on the way over here. When I was in high school, they were still wearing the foam ear protectors with canvas hats, you know, and everybody wore tights, and we still had a writing clock like college still does, and things. You know, we didn't overtime. You just started all over a 0-0 and wrestled like another match. Things have changed so much. Weight classes have changed a lot, but it still has its solid things too. The core of it, the old mano mano thing. You know, a chance to be a man and wrestle the guy across from you, and there's no excuses for wins or losses, and those things don't change. And it is neat to see it come back around for different communities too. I know Mullen this year had more kids at state meet than they've had for some time. They wrestled here this morning in the dual tournament. It's good to see that again, and it just continues on.
Well, Gonzalez continues to try and get Eisenhower turned here, but not having a whole lot of success, and we will go to a third period. He leads it by a score of 6-1. We'll take a break. The match should be just about over when we come back, and that'll get us into the post game. So stay with us. You're listening to the State Duels here on Classic Hits.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
Well, we're down to our final few moments here of the state wrestling duel. And it looks like our clock reads a minute 14 as we stalemate 10-3. Henry Gonzalez leading Austin Eisenhower. And again, to Bill Lentz and to Larry Baker, who we're going to let get out of here as this match goes on so they can head back on the road to where they need to be for the rest of the season. the season is over, guys. This is it. And again, just final thoughts before we let you get out of here.
State tournament time is always fun, no matter what format it's in. This is the second year we've done the dual tournament. I think it's growing, getting better all the time, and we'll keep fine-tuning it. I hope they do keep it around. It's a little bit tough at the end of the season when you're a little buggered up, but you can come into that week a little more relaxed in your approach to practice. You get a couple pounds to work with, so you don't have to watch your weight quite as much, and you can just go out and get after it and have fun.
That's wonderful. I love the state tournament every year. There's some good ones and some bad ones, and there was a lot of great stories this year. And I thought it was a wonderful wrestling season. I enjoy every one of them. You never know how many you're going to get. The best part about it being over, though, Doug, is we can start focusing on getting first downs August 29th.
There you go.
There's a lot of warm weather activities, including baseball and golf and softball, that I look forward to, and fishing and all the good things for the folks to enjoy their summer. And it has finally come to an end. Henry Gonzalez will pick up a 10-3 victory here for Lexington. That'll make the final score 44-24 as Lexington is able to get the victory here and take home another victory for the Lexington Minutemen, downing West Point Beamer. So we're going to move it on into the finals here with the Craig Weeches and Pioneer Seeds post-game report. We'll take a final break and be back to give you all the recaps from earlier today. Larry, Bill, thanks so much, and enjoy your spring and summer.
You got it. We'll see you come Shrine Bowl.
All right. We'll do her, the Shrine Bowl again here on Classic Hits, just across the parking lot in much better weather. Even the weather we had last year, much better than this here. We'll take a break and finish things up from the UNK Health and Sports Center on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained in the art and science of spinal manipulative therapy. They use this to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck, back, leg, extremity pain, and headaches, and most sports-related injuries. When your back hurts, you hurt, period. When you have back pain, you need to remember two things. Kling & Smith Family Chiropractic and their new office at 412 West 48th Street in Kearney. The next time life bangs you around, remember it's time for a Kling & Smith Family Chiropractic. Good luck to all the wrestlers at the State Wrestling Duels. Online, ClingChiro.com.
High school wrestling coverage and postseason high school basketball and wrestling coverage on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio are brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com is the place to visit for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, including BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers, plus a full service repair and body shop at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. That's Tom Dinsdale Automotive. And it is time now for our Pioneer Hybrid Seed Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Here is how the Class C bracket broke down today in the opening round. David City beat Centennial 45-24. O'Neill down Battle Creek 47-21. It was Valentine over Central City 46-25. And Sergeant Burwell Loup County down Shelton Kennesaw 55-18. In the semifinals, it was David City edging O'Neill 33-31. Valentine beat Sergeant Burwell Loup County 38-25. In the consolation round, it was Battle Creek over Centennial 43-21, and Central City beat Shelton Kennesaw 51-30. For seventh place, Shelton Kennesaw beat Centennial 43-30. In the fifth place match, Central City edged Battle Creek 37-36. And in the third place match, it was Sergeant Burwell over O'Neill 48-25, and your Class C state dual champions, David City, downing Valentine 46-22. In Class B, the opening round, Omaha Scut down Lexington 48-14. Nebraska City over Gretna 40-27. Bennington defeated Scotts Bluff 32-26. And Adams Central over West Point Beamer 45-30. In the semifinals, Scut defeated Nebraska City 46-21. Bennington over Adams Central 45-28. In the consolations, Lexington down Gretna 36-30. And West Point Beamer defeated Scotts Bluff 39-37. In the seventh place match, it was Scotts Bluff 40 and Gretna 30. In the fifth place match, Lexington 44-24 over West Point Beamer. In the third place match, Adams Central defeated Nebraska City by a score of 38-30. And your Class B state champions in the duel again this year and getting the trophy again last week in Omaha. Omaha Scut defeats Bennington by a score of 45-21. Again, earlier today in Class D, seventh place, St. Pat's over Mullen, 43-21. Fifth place, Neely Oakdale over Windside, 43-29. Third place. Fifth place, Sutton over Thayer Central, 52-27. And then the championship, Amherst over Plainview, 64-9. And in Class A, seventh place, Hastings over Lincoln Southwest, 45-27. Fifth, Omaha North over Papillion La Vista, 39-30. Third, Kearney High over Omaha Burke, 42-20. And in the championship, Grand Island beat Millard South, 33-29. Again, we want to say a special thank you to our many fine sponsors, to our producers and engineers, Stacy Johns and Grant Sparks back at the studio, to Bill Lentz and Larry Baker for their knowledge and very fine help throughout the high school wrestling season. And I am Doug Duda saying thanks so much for joining us. This is the Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. We have basketball action Monday night here on Classic Hits. It will be Ravenna taking on Kimball at North Platte on the Breeze 94.5. Sutton will take on Donovan Trumbull. That is at Hastings High School. And Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic will be at Hastings College, and that will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. All the games tip off at 7 o'clock. Tuesday, those same three stations, the games that we will be covering, Shelton Fullerton, Overton Cambridge, and Elwood taking on Kennesaw with the Girls State Tournament starting next Thursday. For all of us associated with high school wrestling, have a great night. You've been listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island from the UNK Health and Sports Center. This is Doug Duda saying stay warm, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.